Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of the 2023 Chevy Silverado and its TurboMax engine, delivering impressive power with no compromised durability. Whether you're helping friends move or just moving some friends, this is the sound of a family with plenty of rear seat room to enjoy the ride. And this is the sound of you heading to your local Chevy dealer today. Find your Silverado and find new roads. Chevrolet. See your Southern Nevada Chevy dealers.
Attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. We all love driving, but drunk drivers, distracted drivers, tourists, or just plain bad drivers can quickly turn a nice drive into a nightmare. At Battleborn, we understand how much you love driving, and we're here to help when things go wrong. Whether you've been in a car, truck, or motorcycle accident, our experienced attorneys will help get the compensation you deserve. Because at Battleborn, your battle is our fight. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 766-1400. That's 766-1400, anywhere in Nevada.
News 3 takes on the task of investigating our school system.
Parents, students, staff, do you believe that the district is doing enough to keep everyone safe in the classroom?
Crisis in the classroom, from overcrowding to COVID-19, from school safety to staff shortages.
News 3 will dig deeper into the crisis in the classroom and hold school leaders accountable.
And we want to hear from you. Go to news3lv.com, send us your tip or story idea, and watch Crisis in the Classroom on News 3 Live at 6, leading the way in Las Vegas.
Is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. And I...
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's 11-time Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Russ Langer.
A very, very pleasant good day to you from Oklahoma City and the place they call Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark in downtown Oklahoma City, where today the Las Vegas Aviators, the top affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, will take on the Los Angeles Dodgers top farm team. They are the Oklahoma City Dodgers, and they have the best record in the Pacific Coast League, 47 wins and only 21 losses. And for the Las Vegas Aviators, they have to consider this an attempt on their part for some payback, because very early in the season, the Oklahoma City Dodgers invaded Las Vegas ballpark and promptly beat the Aviators 5 out of 6 times. And they are off and running. They've already clinched a playoff spot. They won the first half of the PCL East, which means they will play in the postseason. They're going to play a best-of-3 series against whatever team wins the second half, and all three of those games will be played here in Oklahoma City by virtue of the fact that the Dodgers clinched the first half. So the Aviators, who are coming off a split of their own at home against Reno, are here now with largely a brand-new cast of characters. There are several players, Nick Allen, Connor Capel, Yoel Pozo, Zach Geloff, and Max Schumann, and Logan Davidson in tonight's starting lineup for Las Vegas, who did not play against Oklahoma City when they came to the ballpark in Las Vegas in April because they either were in the big leagues or at Double A. So we'll see how it all works out with a lot of new faces on both sides. Starting tonight for Las Vegas is lefty Kyle Muller. Muller is coming off his best outing of the year, which was 6 days ago at Las Vegas ballpark, when he beat the Reno Aces with 6 strong innings, giving up just 1 run against the league's top offense, 5 hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts. Very sharp in that game. And he's opposed by Mike Montgomery, former Chicago Cub, left-hander who has made only 2 appearances for Oklahoma City, 0-1 with an ERA of 7.71, and recently signed by the Dodgers as a free agent after being with a Mexican League team this past spring training. So that's the story from here. Our pregame guest is a fellow, and I mentioned that the Aviators split 6 games at home with Reno before this series began, and a fellow who got 2 of those wins over Reno in relief, Francisco Perez. Francisco got off to a rough start this year, but in the last 4 outings, he has not given up a run, and that covers 5 innings, so his ERA has come down nearly 3.5 runs. Francisco Perez with a big league time on his resume with Cleveland. We're going to chat with him next right after this.
Snacks, fuel, ice cold drinks. Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stop the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. If you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Jaguar or Land Rover, your search is finally over. We're increasing both of these inventory levels rapidly to serve our growing demand. Come and enjoy our unmatched service and ownership experience at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Visiting today with Las Vegas relief pitcher Francisco Perez before tonight's opener in Oklahoma City. The Aviators meeting the Dodgers in the first of six here in downtown Oklahoma City. Francisco, first of all, what has been the difference between your appearances when you first joined in Las Vegas and the last few times out when you've been extremely effective?
To be honest, this is the first time that I pitch in this division league, and the balls, like, to be honest, really fly, and the fields are, like, really high in altitude, and to be honest, first time I just wanted, like, to get and strike him out everybody with fastball, and my breaking balls were doing nothing, and I just tried to talk with some guys that have, like, a lot of experience pitching in this league, like Norja Ruiz, and he's playing me, and how the balls move, like, really good, how it's spin right here. It depends on the weather, too. So I tried to make a couple adjustments with the pitching coach. I talked to him, hey, I'm going to do this. So there is a couple things that are helping me in the last couple of starts that I threw already that, like, tried to keep the ball behind the catcher's knee right now.
Prior to your time with Oakland, you spent time in the Washington Nationals system, and then you came up in the Cleveland organization. Describe, if you will, your first big league call-up. What happened? Who you called first?
Those are an amazing day. I didn't wait for it. So the clubby from the clubhouse, he came to me, and he asked me, hey, do you want the same jersey number for your next year? And I say, hey, man, I would be a free agent this year, so how do you know how we come back here? So he told me, just to be sure. And I was like, that's a weird question. So after that that night game, the manager just told me, hey, can you come to my office? I didn't know, like, I was about to get called up to the majors. So I go, I just walk into the office, and my friend was, like, kind of nervous too, because I was on a sprint. They never had to see it before. So when I came into the office, he was like, hey, how do you gonna feel like living in Cleveland right now? And I was like, I don't know. But I wasn't thinking about the call up to the majors. So he told me, hey, man, I'm sorry for you, but you're gonna be leaving your friends here, so you're going to Cleveland tomorrow. So, and I was like really happy. I almost cried over there. So the first person I called was my mom, but she was working at that time. So I called my brother, and I told him, hey, I just get the call up to the majors, and he didn't believe me. He was like, I'm not gonna believe you until you see me approve. So, and the next day I sent them the pictures of the field and a couple of beers too. But that was an amazing moment.
Great stuff, Francisco. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Francisco Perez, who got two wins in the recent series at home against Reno for the Aviators, our pregame guest. I'll be back with the starting lineups coming up next right after this.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators!
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Bank Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Bailey Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hey, welcome back. All righty, let's check the starting lineups now. We thank Francisco Perez, Las Vegas Aviators left-handed reliever, for joining us on the pregame show. The Las Vegas Aviators on a warm, muggy evening as we get into the summertime now. And it's a little humid here, so it's some of the guys down on the field working out during, before and during and after batting practice saying, yeah, it's not as hot as it is in the desert, but perspire more because of the type of heat, a lot of humidity in the area. Las Vegas, Oakland's AAA team, 32 wins, 37 defeats coming into tonight. Leading off at shortstop is Nick Allen. Batting second, the center fielder, Connor Capel. Hitting third, the third baseman, Jordan Diaz. In the cleanup position is the right fielder, that's Cody Thomas. Batting fifth and catching is Yoel Pozo. In the sixth spot, the designated hitter tonight for the Aviators, Tyler Soderstrom. Hitting seventh at second base will be Zach Geloff. Batting in the A slot, left fielder Max Schumann. And hitting ninth at first base, the switch hitting Logan Davidson. On the mound, lefty Kyle Muller. One win, one defeat, a 5.40 ERA in four outings since being sent down after 10 appearances in the big leagues with Oakland. The Oklahoma City Dodgers, the top affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're managed by former catcher Travis Barbary. And their record is 47-21, easily the best record in the Pacific Coast League. For Oklahoma City, they lead off in center field with Drew Avans, A-V-A-N-S. Avans leading off in center. Batting second is the second baseman, Jahmai Jones, J-A-H-M-A-I, Jahmai Jones. Hitting third and right field is Ryan Ward. The cleanup hitter for the Dodgers in this game, first baseman David Freitas. Batting fifth and catching is Hunter Fiducia. In the sixth spot, third baseman Devin Mann. Batting in the seventh position, a fellow just signed by the Dodgers and sent here, the veteran David Dahl, DHing. And hitting eighth at shortstop will be Bryson Brigman. In the ninth spot for Oklahoma City, the left fielder Justin Yerchak. And that'll wrap it for the Las Vegas Aviators pregame show. Now we invite you to stay tuned. Exciting Aviators baseball coming up from Oklahoma City next after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas. From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Bank Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Snacks, fuel, ice cold drinks. Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining,
outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
First pitch of the game, taken high and outside to Nick Allen. Montgomery comes right back and throws the 1-0 pitch outside again, 2-0. And now he's working quickly, opening up the game, pitches inside. 3 balls and no strikes on Nick Allen. Nick Allen starting off this game and this series. Nick hitting .354, a home run, 14 batted in against the veteran left-hander Mike Montgomery. The pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. It's 3-1 now. Mike Montgomery, born July 1st, 1989 in Mission Hills, California. So he'll be 34 coming up in less than 2 weeks. Major League time with a few teams, Seattle, the Cubs, and the Kansas City Royals. Pitch is low, ball four, so he walks Allen right out of the starting gate. And the batter's Connor Capel now. Anyway, Montgomery was drafted by Kansas City as a first-round pick back in 2008. And made his big league debut with the Mariners in 2015. The Mariners traded him to the Cubs in 2016, and he has a ring because when the Chicago Cubs won the World Series in 2016 over Cleveland, Montgomery was with that team. Here is Connor Capel. There goes Allen. The pitch is high. Throw to second base. He's stolen it. Allen had a good jump. Hunter Fiducia has not had a good year throwing people out. It was a pretty good throw down to second, but right away, the Aviators get a walk and a steal. Nick Allen gets his 7th steal in 8 tries. As a team, the Aviators have now an 83% success rate. They've stolen 83 out of 100. Capel lifts one foul, back and out of play. And the count is 0-2. Connor Capel starts off at .314, 3 home runs and 21 runs batted in. Facing the left-hander, Mike Montgomery. Capel has hit safely in 4 in a row. And again, early in the season, way back in early April, when the Oklahoma City Dodgers played a 6-game series in Las Vegas, Capel was in the big leagues, so he's facing Oklahoma City for the first time. Here's the strike 2 pitch to Capel from Montgomery. There's a ground ball to second. To his right, to backhand it on 3 hops is Jones. He throws to first in time for the out. And on the play, Nick Allen advances to third. One out for Jordan Diaz. So it's one of those constructive outs, moving Allen over with less than 2 outs, and Jordan Diaz comes up. The Oklahoma City Dodger defense for this one: at first base, David Freitas; the second baseman, Jamai Jones; shortstop is Bryson Brigman; and at third base is Devin Mann. Justin Yurchak in left, Drew Avins in center, Ryan Ward is in right, the catcher Hunter Fiducia. First pitch changeup, dribble foul to the right by Jordan Diaz, strike 1-1. Diaz hitting .326, 5 homers and 26 batted in. He had a good series against Oklahoma City early this year, 7 out of 24. He had an even better series against Reno, the just completed series. Here's the pitch. A slow ground ball back to the mound. Throw goes to third, and Allen is safe. And safe at first base on a fielder's choice is Jordan Diaz. Montgomery took the little chopper. He thought he could get Allen at third, so he threw to the third baseman Mann. But the tag on Allen was too late. Nick hustled back to the bag. That's one of those situations where they tell you, when in doubt, get the out. But he didn't do that. So the Aviators catch a break. Instead of Allen being at third with 2 outs, he's at third with 1 out. And Diaz is at first. And the batter's Cody Thomas. I mean, if Montgomery just makes the throw, there's no way Allen's going to try to score on that ball anyway. Here's the stretch. Runners at the corners, 1 out. And now Montgomery has been charged with a pitch clock violation. So it's ball 1-0 on Cody Thomas. Cody Thomas hitting .320, 15 home runs, and leads the Pacific Coast League with 69 RBIs. Fastball's up and in, ball 1-0. Check it, 2-0 because of the pitch clock violation. 2-0. So Montgomery moved around Kansas City, Tampa, and then Seattle picked him up. Here's the look in the 2-0 to Cody Thomas. Fastball a little outside. It's 3-0. June 23rd. It's almost the exact anniversary, the eight-year anniversary. June 23rd, 2015. Montgomery became the first Mariners left-hander to ever throw a complete game shutout with 10 strikeouts and no walks. Pitch is high. Cody Thomas draws a walk, so that means the bases are loaded with one out for Yoel Pozo. Oh, he certainly had some really good time in the big leagues, although by the end of the summer in 2015, he was sent down to Tacoma. July of 2016, in a trade between Seattle and the Cubs, he went over to the Cubs. There's a high foul, backing out of play by Pozo, strike 1-1-1. And guess who one of the people that the Oakland Athletics got in that trade? Paul Blackburn. Montgomery had a strong postseason performance in 2016. He played a big role in the Cubs' championship run. 3.14 ERA in 11 appearances. There's a pop-up, shallow right center. Jones backing up. He's got it. Tagging is Allen, but he's not going to try to score. Throw comes into the plate. So Pozo, who likes to swing at everything, went hacking at the first two pitches, and he popped the second one up. And 306 average coming in. Bases remain loaded with two outs for Tyler Soderstrom now. Interesting note on Montgomery. When the Cubs won the World Series in 2016, he was the Cub pitcher who was on the mound when the last out was recorded as Tyler Soderstrom settles in. Bases loaded, two down, top of the first. The pitch. Fastball's high, ball one, 1-0. Soderstrom at 247, 15 home runs, 47 batted in, tied with Cody Thomas for the team lead in home runs, but he's battling a slump coming into this series, 3-for-25. Allen at third, Diaz at second, Thomas at first, two outs, and Montgomery with the 1-0. Soderstrom takes it low, 2-0. David Arrieta, the crew chief of the umpiring crew, is calling balls and strikes. He's behind the plate at least. Matt Brown, first base ump. Third base ump is a local ump filling in, and his name is Brandon Mission. Here's the 2-0 to Soderstrom with the bases loaded. As a liner in the left field, it's in there for a base hit. Allen scores, Diaz around third base. He will score. It is a two-run single by Soderstrom, who breaks out of his slump at a good time for the Aviators. Soft liner the opposite way. Soderstrom has hit lefties, and Montgomery is a lefty, better than righties. He's close to 270 against lefties, under 240 against righties. Well, Montgomery's fielding mistake on the ball hit by Diaz is costing him here. The inning should have been over. But the Aviators take advantage, and they get two quick runs. Cody Thomas now at second. Soderstrom, who now has 49 RBIs, is at first. And Zach Gelof swings and fouls it back, strike 1-1-1. Gelof, another member of the Aviators starting lineup tonight, who has never hit against Oklahoma City pitching. Zach starts off the day, 284 in 190 bats. Six home runs, 25 batted in. Right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher Mike Montgomery. Thomas at second, Soderstrom at first, the pitch. Fly ball, shallow left center. Yerchak and Avens coming in. The left fielder, Yerchak, makes the catch. And a little pop fly ends the inning, but the Aviators get a couple of runs in the first inning on one hit, no errors, and they leave two. And at the end of half an inning of play, Las Vegas 2 and Oklahoma City against Kyle Muller coming up.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation which vary.
All right, welcome back. Russ Langer with you in downtown Oklahoma City. Aviators got two quick runs in the top of the first against Mike Montgomery. Then now, the Aviators' big, tall left-hander, Kyle Muller, getting set to make his fifth start since being sent down by Oakland. Big lefty delivers. Drew Evans takes a fastball below the knees for ball one. It's 1-0. Muller, 6'7", 250 pounds, 25 years old, born in Dallas, came over in a trade with the Atlanta Braves last year. There's a fly ball to left field. Max Schumann backing up for it. Max is at the track to make the catch. That ball really carried. Wind is blowing out to left field a little less than 10 miles an hour. And the ball got up in the jet stream a little bit. But Max had room to take that one. And the left-hander hitting Evans came in at 232. He flies out to left. One out. And the batter is the right-hander hitting second baseman, Jamai Jones. One out, nobody on, in the bottom of the first. Jones, right-handed batter, swings at a fastball, fouls it away, strike one, 0-1. Jones is 6 feet tall, 210 pounds. He'll be 26 on the 4th of August, born in Roswell, Georgia. He was with Baltimore's AAA team last year at Norfolk, where he was a teammate for a while with Las Vegas reliever Rico Garcia. Dodgers signed him as a free agent last year. Here's the pitch. Fastball's high. 1-1 on Jamai Jones. Jones hitting 313. 9 homers and 28 batted in. Also 17 doubles. Muller comes back. Pitches up and away, 2-1. Muller drafted by Atlanta in the second round of the 2016 draft. He made his big league debut 5 years later with the Braves in 2021. He traded Oakland after the 2022 season. Muller went to Jesuit College Preparatory School of Dallas. Here's the 2-1 now. Drive high and deep toward right center. Capel going back, going back, going back. He turns and makes the catch right at the edge of the warning track. So two long fly balls. And there are two outs. And the batter, Ryan Ward, now. Muller, while he was at Jesuit College Prep School in Dallas, was a pitcher and an outfielder. And during his senior year, he set the national record for strikeouts in a row. He struck out 24 hitters in a row and was the Gatorade Baseball Player of the Year after going 8-0 with an ERA of 0.46. That's not bad. And he also hit 396 with 15 home runs. Played basketball as well. Pitches ball one to left-handed hitting Ward. Muller comes right back with a fastball. Ward fouls it off to the left out of play. 1-1. Ward fouls another one off to the left near the third base dugout. 1-2. Ward is at 223, 6 homers. He has knocked in 45 runs. Ball and 2 strikes on Ryan Ward. 2 outs, nobody on, bottom of the first. Muller, wearing number 19, delivers. There's a high foul near the third base dugout. Racing over is Diaz. Diaz is at the railing, and he's out of room. Ball drifts back in. Still 1-2. Las Vegas defensively. Logan Davidson, his first road game at the AAA level at first base. Zach Geloff at second. Nick Allen at short. Jordan Diaz at third. Max Schumann in left. Connor Capel out in center. Over in right, Cody Thomas. Yoel Pozo catching for Kyle Muller. And Tyler Soderstrom is the Aviators' designated hitter for this one. Here's the pitch. Ward takes it outside. Ball two. 2-2. Ward is 5'11", 200 pounds. Left-handed batter. 25 years old, born in Millbury, Massachusetts. The Dodgers double-A team in Tulsa last year. It's a high foul off to the left. That's out of play. 2-2 still. So Muller had a tremendous high school career. He was going to go to the University of Texas at Austin, play for the Longhorns, but then the Braves
the 44th overall pick of the 2016 draft and got a nice signing bonus and decided to go pro. Pitch barely missed somewhere. Good-looking pitch. Ball two. The scoreboard says the count is 3-2 on Ward. Two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the first, the pitch from Mueller. Swing and a miss, strike three. Cut fastball, got him swinging. First strikeout for Mueller, and he sets down the Dodgers in order in the bottom of the first inning. At the end of one in Oklahoma City, Las Vegas 2 and the Dodgers nothing.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. Our brand new state-of-the-art service facility is matched with trained certified technicians with close to 60 years experience who can perform any service in a timely manner. Come and enjoy our unmatched service or ownership at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball baseball and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Greetings. They're doing the Macarena here in Oklahoma City. We go to the top of the second, and the Aviators with a 2-0 lead over veteran Mike Montgomery. Again, Montgomery, they still, what we were told before the game, he's not really stretched out. He's only made two appearances and only threw 59 pitches in his most recent timeout on the mound. So the fact is that they don't expect, it's not to be expected that Montgomery will throw more than 65 pitches. I don't know, depending on the game situation, maybe 70. He is a veteran, so they're not as likely to be quite as protective of him in terms of the pitch limit, but we'll see. 8-9-1 coming up for Las Vegas in the second. 2-0. The Aviators with the lead. Max Schumann, right-handed hitting left fielder, settles in. And the pitch from Mike Montgomery. Max looks at a fastball for ball one. 90 miles an hour. Schumann hitting .306 in 40 games. Three homers and 20 runs batted in. And he looks at a strike. 1-1. Max, even though he's a right-handed hitter, has struggled against lefties. Only .211 against righties, .344. And it's his first game against Oklahoma City. He had a decent series at home against Reno preceding this series, 6 out of 16. He lines one to left for a base hit. Off-speed pitch at 75, looked like a changeup. Yerchak, the left fielder, fires it in, and that's the second Las Vegas hit. Tyler Soderstrom's base is loaded, opposite field, two-run single. In the first inning is the other hit. And here's Logan Davidson now. Mike Montgomery, and I mentioned Kansas City, Tampa, the Mariners, and traded to the Cubs. Got a ring for his very significant contribution. The Cubs winning the World Series. Fly ball to shallow right. Moving in his Ward. He's in position. He's got it. And there is one out. Davidson switch hitting Las Vegas first baseman. Getting his feet wet. First week at AAA. Flies out on the first pitch. Davidson off to a good start despite that flyout. He's 5-for-10 since being called up from AA Midland. One on, one out for Nick Allen, who walked open the game, stole second, and scored it along with Jordan Diaz on the two-out, two-run single by Tyler Soderstrom. Throw to first and back in easily is Max Schumann. Montgomery, most notably, in that 2016 World Series, which went seven games, really quite a series. There's a bunt in the air foul to the right, and it's out of play. Strike one on Nick Allen.
try to punt for a hit up the first base side. With a runner on first and two outs in a one-run game, he relieved Carl Edwards Jr. in the bottom of the 10th inning and finished the game with a ground out to third base. Montgomery earned his first career save, winning the World Series for the Cubs for the first time in 108 years. Pitch is low. 1-1 on Nick Allen. Following year, 2017, got into 44 games, some starts, 3.38 ERA. For the postseason, though, he got hit a lot harder against the Washington Nationals and then the L.A. Dodgers. There's a ground ball to short. Brigman has it, shovels to second for one on to first. That is an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. The Dodgers turn the double play, and the Aviators are finished batting in the top of the second against Mike Montgomery. No one's one hit, and no errors and nobody left. And at the end of an inning and a half, it's Las Vegas 2, Oklahoma City nothing.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, 7-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. For our huge 4th of July sale, I had choices to make between two great offers. A, save up to $900 on select Beautyrest mattresses and get up to a $400 free gift. Or B, save up to $800 on the new line of Purple mattresses, 20% off on all Purple accessories and up to a $300 free gift. I thought about it and decided, screw it, I own the place, let's do both. Plus, we've got quick delivery and easy financing too. Best Mattress, sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
All righty. Bottom of the second, Las Vegas, the early 2-0 lead, game one of a 6-game series here in Oklahoma City. Kyle Muller worked a 1-2-3 first for Las Vegas. Now he faces David Freitas. And Freitas swings at a first pitch fastball at 92 miles an hour, fouls it straight back. Strike one, 0-1 on Freitas. Freitas starts off, he's only played in 8 games since joining this team, but he's hitting .346, a home run, 11 batted in. Right-handed batter, he hits one in the air foul to the right toward the upper deck, 0-2 on David Freitas. Freitas from Wilton, California, also been around a long time, 34 years old, with the Yankees AAA team in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre last year. Hunter Fiducia is on deck, and then Devin Mann. Here's the pitch. That's up and away at 93 miles an hour. 1-2. We're talking about Kyle Muller's background before. He's a brother named Chris, who's a pitcher in the Tampa organization. And here's the pitch on the way. Freitas takes it right in there. Strike three called. 94 miles an hour. Muller doesn't often get up that high with his velocity, but he really hit Pozo's mitt nicely. So he's faced 4 men. Retired all 4 and struck out 2. With 1 out, here's the right-handed hitting Oklahoma City catcher Hunter Fiducia out of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Fiducia, who was 26 years old, had a big series against the Aviators at Las Vegas Ballpark earlier this year. Left-handed batter takes inside ball 1. The pitch. That's in there for a strike. Fastball. 1-1. Fiducia hitting .274, 5 homers and 35 batted in. There's a liner in a right center. That's a base hit. Center fielder Capel moves over to scoop it up and bring it back in. There's the first Dodger hit. 1-on-1 out for Devin Mann. Anyway, Muller in the Braves organization got his call-up almost exactly 2 years ago, June 16th of 2021. got called up when Tucker Davidson was put on the injured list, and he made his debut that day, pitching one inning, giving up two runs against the Red Sox. And the pitch off speed, down and in, ball one to Devin Mann. 1-0. So he was with the Braves for about a month, and then he was optioned back down to their Triple-A team in Gwinnett. And all together, that man takes outside, 2-0. He was 2-4 in 2021 with the Braves, was Mueller, with a 4.17 ERA in 9 games, 8 of them starts. Then in December, this past December, he was traded to Oakland. Here's the pitch. Man takes ball 3-0. The trade, it was a three-team trade. Braves got catcher Sean Murphy. Milwaukee got William Contreras, Joel Piumps, and Justin Yeager. And the Athletics got Manny Pena, Esteury Ruiz, Freddie Tarnock, who will pitch here tomorrow, Roybert Salinas, and Kyle Muller. This past March 24th, he was named the opening day starter for Oakland. He went 5 innings against the Angels, allowed 4 hits and 1 earned run. Walk 1, struck out 3. Devin Mann, who's hitting 309 and leading the team with 10 home runs, just took ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk to Mann. Producer goes to second. 2 on, 1 out. In the bottom of the second, Las Vegas leads 2-0. And the left-handed hitting veteran David Dahl coming up now. Dahl was just signed by the Dodgers as a free agent. Infield looking for 2. Mueller stretches. A glance at the runners. The pitch. That's outside. Knocked down by Pozo. Ball 1. 1-0. Dahl has been around. He's 29 now. Born in Birmingham, Alabama. Went to Oak Mountain High School in Birmingham. He was a first-round draft pick by the Rockies back in 2012 out of high school. He was a big league all-star in 2019, David Dahl. Pitch is low. 2-0. Now, Mueller suddenly has missed with 6 straight pitches. And that'll bring Pozo out to the mound for a little mound visit. Anyway, Dahl was a shortstop in high school. And in his senior year, he had a .412 batting average and also stole 18 bases. He also had played some outfield. He had committed to going to Auburn on a scholarship to play for the Auburn Tigers. But then the Rockies waived some big money in front of him when they drafted him with the 10th overall pick, first-round pick in 2012. He played for Albuquerque, the Triple-A team for the Rockies, for a while. The pitch is low, and it's 3-0 now on David Dahl. But again, 2019, that was a big year in the big leagues for him. 100 games, .302 average, 15 home runs, and he got a base hit in the All-Star game at the big leagues. He's swinging, and he fouls it away, 3-1. Then he was a free agent. Texas signed him. Then he signed a minor league deal with Milwaukee, summer of 2021. A year later, signed a minor league deal with the Nationals. And then this past December, signed a minor league deal with San Diego. And there's ball 4. O'Dahl, in his first at bat in Oklahoma City uniform, draws a walk. So all of a sudden, with one out, Fiducia singled. And Mueller has home plate jump around on him a little bit. The walk to Devin Mann on 4 pitches. A walk to Dahl on 5 pitches. 2 walks and 2 strikeouts so far for Mueller. The bases are loaded for the right-handed hitting shortstop, Bryson Brigman. Dahl, anyway, signed a minor league deal with the Dodgers today. Now he's at first base. Here's the right-handed hitting Bryson Brigman. Now, Mueller has been charged with a pitch clock violation. So it's ball 1 without him throwing a pitch. Brigman hitting .362. He's only played in 12 games since arriving here. No homers, 11 batted in. There's a drive into shallow left center. It's going to fall in there for a base hit. Over to pick it up is Schumann. Fiducia scores. Mann scores, and the game is tied at 2 on a 2-run base hit by Bryson Brigman. The walks come back to hurt Mueller here. And the game is tied at 2. Well, Brigman hasn't been here that long, maybe 2 weeks, but he's off to a good start of the plate. And right there, another big hit to tie the game up here. Now the left-handed hitting left fielder batting ninth for Oklahoma City, Justin Yurchak, Y-U-R-C-H-A-K, steps in from the left side. The pitch. Fastball splits the heart of the plate for a strike in its 0-1. Yurchak, in 32 games, 101 at-bats, is batting .257, two homers and 23 runs batted in. He takes a strike on the outside corner, quickly 0-2. Yurchak is 6'1", left-handed batter, 204 pounds, 26 years old from Clifton Park, New York. Was in the White Sox organization, got traded to the Dodgers. The pitch is a little bit outside, 1-2. Muller set. Here's the 1-2 to Yurchak. That skips in there for ball two. 2-2. On deck, leadoff man Drew Avens. Now the 2-2 with two on and one out. Fastball a little low. Now he's gone to 3-2. By the way, Clifton Park, or Yurchak, is from a suburban town in Saratoga County, New York. Not far from Schenectady. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a cutter. Big strikeout for Muller. That's his third strikeout. There are two outs now with David Dahl at second for Oklahoma City. Bryson Brigman, the runner at first, and the batter Drew Avens now. Avens flat out to the warning track and left, his first time up. Muller out of a stretch, a look at the runners, and the pitch. It's a drive down the left field line, foul, and off the screen and goes into fair territory where Max Schumann will run it down. One strike to count. Drew Avens, born in Alabaster, Alabama. He just celebrated his 27th birthday a week ago today. It's another high foul off to the left out of play. 0-2. Avens, one of the rare players at this level, going without batting gloves. 2-2 score in the bottom of the second inning. Last year was Avens' first year at AAA at .282 for Oklahoma City with seven homers and 48 batted in. Pitch is high. 2-2 to count now. So Dahl is at second, Brigman at first, two outs in the bottom of the second. Game one of a six-game series here. Muller, a look at the runners, and the 1-2. A pop fly in a shallow left, and that's where Schumann is. Max makes the catch, and the inning is over. The Dodgers do tie the game. Muller issues a couple of walks, two runs on two hits. No errors, two left, and at the end of two, the game is tied at two.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
All right, well. welcome back. Yes, we play two and we're tied at two here in Oklahoma City. Game one of a six-game series. Left-hander Mike Montgomery out on the mound. The 2, 3, and 4 Aviators will greet him here in the third. Connor Capel, Jordan Diaz, and Cody Thomas. The pitch. Fastball inside, ball 1-1-0. Capel grounded out to second, his first time up. One ball and no strikes. Capel, Cleveland's fifth-round pick in 2016 out of Seven Lakes High School in Katy, Texas. Here's the pitch on the way. Fastball crowds him inside, 2-0. He wasn't with Cleveland very long, though. He became a member of the Cardinals organization, 2019, 2020, 2021. A lot of time in Memphis, a lot of time in Double-A Springfield. Fly ball to deep left center. Yerchak fading back. The left fielder makes the catch. A couple of steps in front of the track. So Capel got under that one. And with one out in the Las Vegas third, the batter, Jordan Diaz. -92 degrees, the official game time temp, but the heat index with a humidity well over 100 degrees. But there is a breeze. It's kind of refreshing, blowing out to left at 8 miles an hour with higher gusts than that. There's a strike on the inside corner to Diaz, 0-1. Jordan hit a little comebacker. Montgomery made a mistake. He threw to third where Nick Allen was already at the bag. He thought he could get Allen off the bag, but he could not. Pitch grounded foul outside third, 0-2. And as a result, Diaz was safe at first. And that cost Montgomery two runs. But the game is now tied. Diaz from Monteria, Colombia. He'll be 23 in August. Here's the 0-2. In there. Strike three call. Breaking ball over the outside at 81 miles an hour. Good pitch by Montgomery. So Diaz is now 0-2 with a run scored. That's the first strikeout for Montgomery. Two outs in the Las Vegas third. And the batter's Cody Thomas now. We'll get some scores for you. Pacific Coast League, Major Leagues, Ted Wien's trivia question. All the goodies. Here's the pitch to Cody Thomas. Fastball foul back. Strike one, 90 miles an hour. Cody walked in the first inning. He's up again. 28-year-old left-handed hitting outfielder having a big year. Former Oklahoma Sooner. Dodgers' 13th-round pick in 2016. The highest he got with the Dodgers was Double-A Tulsa in 2019. Pitch misses a breaking ball. It's 1-1. Here's the 1-1 from Mike Montgomery. There's a ground ball up the first base side, knocked down by Freitas, who picks it up and steps on the bag. That'll retire the side. Sharp ground ball by Thomas. And Freitas had a little trouble with it, but stayed with it and got his man. So the Aviators are finished in order in the third inning against the veteran lefty Mike Montgomery. And at the end of 2.5 innings of play in Oklahoma City, the game is tied at 2.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Hey, we're back already. Welcome, and thank you for joining us as the Aviators take on the team that for the first couple of months has been the top team in all of AAA. Oklahoma City already wrapped up a playoff spot. And Kyle Muller worked a 1-2-3 first Then his control got a little shaky in the second. He allowed two walks and two singles and two runs. So we'll see how he does in the third. Game tied at two. In the bottom of the third, the 2-3 and 4 Dodgers come up against Mueller. Jamai Jones, Ryan Ward, and then David Freitas. The pitch to Jones. He takes a fastball high, ball one at 92 miles an hour. Mueller generally fastball, curveball, changeup. He's got a slider also. Here's the 1-0 now. Little pop fly in a shallow right, racing out his Geloff on the dead run, and Zach makes a nice over-the-shoulder catch, fading out in a shallow right field on the run. Nice play by Zach Geloff. One down, and here's Ryan Ward, who struck out swinging his first time up. There's some scouts who still think that Kyle Muller's stuff could play a little more effectively in the bullpen, where he could pitch in a high leverage capacity and maybe not throw the changeup as much. Fastball, high ball, 1-1-0. But he's had a couple of good outings for Las Vegas. Here's the pitch to Ward, who struck out swinging his first time up. There's a ground ball to second. Geloff to his left, picks it up, sidearms it over to Logan Davidson. Two quick outs in the Oklahoma City third. Two down for David Freitas now. Country Western song gone as David Freitas settles in. Freitas struck out looking in the second inning, and the pitch. Fastball is outside, ball one. 1-0. Freitas, major league time with Atlanta, Seattle, Milwaukee. Went to Elk Grove High School, Elk Grove, California. Pitch is a strike. Off-speed pitch got in there. 1-1. He's also played in Korea. Washington Nationals had him first. He went to University of Hawaii, played baseball, the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. Pitch foul back. 1-2 on David Freitas. Washington traded him August of 2012 to the Oakland Athletics for Kurt Suzuki. Played for Sacramento for a while. And the A's traded him to Baltimore. There's a drive hit toward right center, racing over his capel. He won't get it. Connor grabs it on two bounces and fires it in. So Freitas drives on the right center for a base hit, making him one for two. It's the third Dodger hit, and it keeps the inning going for Hunter Fiducia. Freitas also played after the Orioles with the Cubs and the Braves and the Mariners and the Brewers. Then to Korea. Back with Tampa, the Yankee organization, now the Dodgers. Have bat will travel, David Freitas. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. 0-1 on Fiducia, who would one out in the second, singled, and scored along with Devin Mann on the two-run bases-loaded single by Bryson Brigman. The 0-1. Mueller kicks and delivers. That one is outside. 1-1. Fiducia has not done well at throwing people out from behind the plate. But they do like the way he receives pitches and the way he works with pitchers, that aspect of catching. Pitches inside 2-1. This past spring, when Austin Barnes, the regular Dodger catcher, was with the World Baseball Classic, pitches low, 3-1 on Fiducia. There were four other Dodgers in camp, and of all four, the ace, Clayton Kershaw, said he wanted to work with Fiducia more than the others. Here's the 3-1. High fly ball to center. Capel backing up, turns, moves to his right, and puts it away. And that does it. The inning is over. In the bottom of the third for Oklahoma City, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. And at the end of three, the game is tied at two.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
All right, we go to the fourth inning. Game one of a six-gamer here in Oklahoma City. It's a 2-2 score, and Mike Montgomery, through three innings, he did give up two runs in the first, but through three innings, he's only thrown 36 pitches, 22 strikes. As we take a look now at other games around the Pacific Coast League, one game is already over earlier. They had a game in Reno. Reno beat Albuquerque by a score of 10-2 behind Blake Walston, who beat Jeff Criswell. In Salt Lake, they're in the top of the second. No score. Sugar Land and the Salt Lake Bees just underway in El Paso. Tacoma got two in the top of the first inning. And El Paso batting in the bottom of the first in the first of a six-game series there. Middle of the third in Round Rock. Round Rock leading Sacramento 3-0. The game's around the Pacific Coast League. All right, here's Pozo. Popped out to second his first time up. He hits a high foul. Hook to the left, way back out of play. One strike on Yoel Pozo. Pozo, 306. Seven homers, 19 batted in. He's hit lefties very well, 356. And there's a ground ball up the middle through. Another base hit for Pozo against a lefty. That single opens up the fourth inning here as Avens gets it back in. So Pozo reaches out and pokes it up the middle. Three hits for Las Vegas. Pozo at first, and the batter now is Tyler Soderstrom, who lofted a soft two-run single to left in the first, so he is one for one. Fastball, ground ball in the right field, a base hit. In to pick it up is Ward. Pozo goes to second and stops there. So Soderstrom, this is his first multiple hit game in a while. He was carrying a 3-for-25 slump with 9 strikeouts coming into this series. But he's 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs. Now with 2 on and nobody out, here's Geloff, who hit a pop fly to the left fielder, Justin Yerchak, his first time up. And Geloff looks at a strike. 0-1 from Mike Montgomery. Pozo at second, Soderstrom at first, 2 down. Las Vegas with 4 hits now. 2 on, nobody out. Geloff lines one to left field. Yerchak going back, turns, and puts it away. So Zach got pretty good wood on it, but it had some top spin, and Yerchak there to get it. 1 out, Pozo at second, Soderstrom at first. Here's Max Schumann, who singled to left his first time up. Major League standings coming in. Tampa in first place in the AL East by 5 games over Baltimore. Those two teams are playing in a series now. Yankees 10.5 out, have lost 4 straight. Toronto 11.5 out. Red Sox have won 5 in a row. They swept the Yankees, but they're 12 out in the East. Schumann swings and lifts one down the right field line. Here comes Ward, the right fielder, and he's out of room by about 10 feet. Strike one, 0-1. Ball one up in the stands. In the Central, Minnesota leading Cleveland by 2, Detroit by 4. So that's quite a race. White Sox 5.5 out. Kansas City 16.5 out. They've lost 9 of 10. In the American League West, Texas leading the Angels by 5. Houston by 6.5. Seattle by 9. Oakland 27 out. The Athletics have lost 5 straight. There's a line drive base hit to left by Schumann. In to pick it up is Yerchak. Pozo, who does not run well, is going to be held at third, playing at station to station. So Pozo's at third. Soderstrom is at second. Schumann is 2-for-2. 5 hits for Las Vegas. And the batter is the switch-hitting first baseman out of Clemson, Logan Davidson, who was playing well at Midland and is 5-for-10 as a AAA player. Switch hitter batting right-handed against Montgomery. He swings and misses at a fastball. Strike one. Davidson flat out to right his first time up. Bases loaded, one out. We're in the top of the fourth. Montgomery stretches. The strike one to Davidson. That's a little high. Fastball at 89. 1-1, Davidson. Wearing number 3, the back of his navy blue road jersey. Aviators of the gray pants. Here's the 1-1 stretch by Montgomery in the pitch. Line drive, base hit to right for Davidson. Pozo scores. Soderstrom's going to be held at third as the right fielder Ward makes a strong throw in. And Las Vegas takes a 3-2 lead. And the young man in his first week in AAA is doing just fine, thank you. Davidson, an opposite field line drive single, knocking in Pozo. Soderstrom to third. Schumann to second. Everything's been hit hard in this inning. Even the line out to left by Geloff was hit well. Here's Nick Allen. So Logan Davidson, 1-for-2 today, is now 6-for-11. That's 5 RBIs in 4 games. There's a strike. Off to a nice start, Mr. Logan Davidson. Allen has walked, stolen a base, and scored, and wrapped into a 6-4-3 double play. Bases loaded, one out, top of the fourth, 3-2 Las Vegas. 6 hits now for the Aviators. The pitch. Allen takes it high, 2-0. National League East, Atlanta winning 6 in a row. The top 3 teams in the East are all on winning streaks. Braves have won 6 in a row. Miami in second place, 4.5 back. They've won 5 in a row, but they can't gain ground on the Braves because of their winning streak. And the Phillies have won 6 in a row. They're in third place, 8 back. Slow ground ball to second. Jones has it. Shovels to second for one. Back to first, not in time. Allen a little too quick to be doubled up on a slowly hit ground ball like that. 4-6 fielder's choice. Jones to the shortstop, Brigman. Allen safe at first, beat the throw. Soderstrom scores on the fielder's choice. Las Vegas now leads 4-2. Schumann goes to third. Davidson forced out at second. So Allen at first. And here is Capel, who's grounded a second and flat out to left. Mets are 12 out in the East, and Washington 18.5 out. All right, here's Capel. Montgomery stretches, first and third, two outs. There's a drive in the air to center. Avens right there, barely had to move, maybe in 2 steps to make the catch. And the inning is over. The Aviators do break the tie, though, scoring 2 runs on 4 hits. No errors, and they leave 2 men on base. And now, at the end of 3.5 innings of play, Las Vegas 4, Oklahoma City 2.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Next up is power hitter and player favorite, Buffalo. Talk about impressive game. Buffalo slots by Aristocrat Gaming are real crowd pleasers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. For 21 and older.
From Sunset Park to Boulder City and everywhere in between, life is better when you're driving a Chevy from Henderson Chevrolet. Whether you're taking the kids to the big game or just out running errands, the team at Henderson Chevy has you covered. Our highly trained and knowledgeable experts will help you find the right car or truck for your budget and your lifestyle. We'll focus on the best price, service, and selection while you focus on living that Henderson life. Henderson Chevrolet in the Valley Auto Mall. Find new roads. Visit hendersonchevy.com.
Hey, welcome back. All right, bottom of the fourth. Las Vegas leads 4-2. Kyle Muller beat Reno in his most recent outing. And he's now going to face Devin Mann, who walked and scored his first time up, and he takes a strike. 0-1, 91-mile-an-hour fastball toward the outside corner. Devin Mann, 6'2", 215, from Columbus, Indiana, 26 years old. He swings and fouls it off his foot and uses his right hand to steady himself as he gets back up again. 0-2 on Devin Mann. Mann playing third base in this game. He can also play second base, and he can play the outfield. He went to University of Louisville and was drafted in the fifth round out of Louisville. He mostly hit for contact in college, but he got stronger and made some changes to his swing to hit for more power after the Dodgers drafted him in 2018. He got to AAA last year. Line drive, base hit to left on an 0-2 pitch. Schumann brings it back in. Four hits for Oklahoma City. In the batter now, David Dahl. Dahl walked his first time up, his first at bat in a Dodger uniform. Fastball, low ball one. Again, he was signed just today as a free agent. Mann at first, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth, Las Vegas four runs and six hits. Oklahoma City two runs on four hits. Pitch fouled away. Fastball, 1-1. We were told before the game that the Dodgers have not one but two major league relievers who will be throwing on rehab an inning apiece. One of them is Daniel Hudson, who's throwing in the bullpen now. The other is Phil Bickford, who we're supposed to see later in the game. The interesting note on that, when the Washington Nationals won the World Series in 2019, Daniel Hudson was on the mound for the last out when the Nationals won. Pitches ball two, 2-1 at all, which means that in this game, two of the Dodger pitchers on the mound for World Series final outs. Mike Montgomery with the Cubs in 2016. Daniel Hudson with the Nationals in 2019. Fly ball to left. Max Schumann looking up, waiting. He's got it. Mann goes back to first. Dahl is now walked and flied out. One out for Bryson Brigman now. Finishing up the note on the standings. National League Central, the Reds have really caught fire. They've taken over first place with a 9-game winning streak coming to today, and they're taking on the Rockies, who have lost six in a row. Milwaukee, half a game out. Pirates, 3 games out. They've lost 7 straight. Cubs, 3.5 out. Cardinals, 8 back. Six is a strike to Brigman, 0-1. In the West, Arizona leads the surging Giants by 3.5. Giants have won 8 straight. Dodgers are 4.5 out. Padres, 8.5. Rockies, 16 back. The 0-1 to Brigman. Breaking ball, it skips in there, knocked down by Pozo. One ball and one strike to count. Brigman hit with the bases loaded in the first inning, a two-run single to left center, which tied the game. Right-handed hitting shortstop. The 1-1 look in the pitch. Fastball foul back. 1-2 on Bryson Brigman. Brigman, born in San Jose, went to the University of San Diego. Here's the 1-2 from Kyle Muller. Breaking ball lined on the right field line, slicing foul and out of play. 1-2 still. 4-2 Las Vegas. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Seattle drafted Brigman in the third round of the 2016 draft at the University of San Diego. He just yesterday celebrated his 28th birthday. Playing shortstop, he can also play second base and he can play the outfield. Pitches outside, 2-2. Last year, playing at AAA Jacksonville, he had .251 with 8 homers and 39 runs batted and stole 9 bases. He was at Tulsa earlier this year. Here's the 2-2 to Brigman. Ground ball to third. Diaz has it, drops it, picks it up and throws to first way too late. That was a double play ball. But it was not to be. Diaz boots the ground ball. So Devin Mann is at second. At the very least, it's a force out. I mean, Brigman runs well, but And if Geloff makes any kind of a turn on a throw from Diaz, that's a double play. But instead of the inning being over, there are two men on with one man out. And the batter, the left-handed hitting left fielder Justin Yerchak, who struck out swinging against Mueller when he batted in the second. First error of the game for either team. The Aviators looking for a double play ball now. First and second, one out, the pitch. Fastball at the knees. Strike one called to Justin Yerchak from upstate New York. Man at second, Brigman at first. One out, bottom of the fourth. Mueller stretches, a look at the runners. The 0-1 to Yerchak, lefty on lefty. And that breaking ball sweeps outside. Ball one, 1-1. And 1-1. Fastball missed at 92 miles an hour. Two balls and a strike on Justin Yerchak. Yerchak's first year at AAA. Last year at AA Tulsa, he had 286 with eight homers, driving in 48. The 2-1. As a liner out over second, gloved by Nick Allen, who spins and throws and gets him. Good play by Allen. Geloff went to his right when the ball was hit. Allen went to his left. Nick on one hop was well to the first base side of second, showing his usual very good range, and threw out Yerchak. So, again, the inning should be over. But there are two outs. Mann is at third. Brigman went to second on that ball. And the batter's Drew Avins, who's flat out to left twice. Brian Corey, the Aviators pitching coach, out to speak with Mueller. Pozo, Davidson, Geloff, Nick Allen, and Diaz are all there also. So the conversation, obviously, about how to go after Drew Avins. All right. We'll get the attendance figure later. A lot of people on the third base side in the lower and upper deck here. Not as much right field side, a little lighter. Here's the pitch to Avins, second and third, two down. Avins swings and fouls a back strike one. First baseman Logan Davidson, interestingly, is playing in close by the dirt cutout. Mann at third, Brigman at second, two outs, bottom of the fourth. Las Vegas leads 4-2. Mueller delivers. Curveball, that's a strike. Good pitch on the outside corner at 79 miles an hour. And he has jumped ahead of Avins, 0-2. Avins only hitting 159 against lefties. 100 points higher than that against righties. The 0-2 is a ground ball to second. Geloff to his right, and he boots it. And the ball goes into left center field. Two-run score, and the game is tied. Two errors by the Aviators infield here in the fourth inning, and that's the reason why the game is tied. First, the ball that Brigman hit, which should have been an inning-ending double play, and Diaz couldn't play it. That ball, I'm looking at the replay, did come up a little bit on Geloff and hit him in the heel of the glove, but that's a play that needs to be made, obviously. And so, Mann scores, Brigman scores, the game is tied on a single and two big errors. Throw to first base, and back in there is Avins. The batter, the right-handed hitting Dodgers second baseman Jamai Jones, who's flat out to center and popped out to second on a looping pop fly. Geloff made a good running catch on that ball. Mueller stretches. The runner goes. The pitch is swing and a miss. Throw to second by Pozo. Is high and late. Nick Allen had to climb the ladder. Rather, Geloff climbing the ladder to grab that one. Avins very quick. Steals second base. Avins now has 9 steals in 14 attempts. Here's the 0-1 to Jamai Jones. Fastball a little low, perhaps. 1-1. Mueller on a 1-1 count. Stretches, looks back at Avins in the pitch. Straight chain. Swung on a miss. Good pitch at 79 miles an hour with good sink. 1-2 on Jamai Jones. Get Major League scores going in a little bit. We're going over the standings with you. Mueller's set, and the 1-2 pitch. Now time is called, requested by the batter Jones, and granted by the home plate umpire, David Arrieta. Jones at a Wesleyan High School in Norcross, Georgia, waiting on the 1-2. Breaking ball grounded to short. Allen's got this one. Steps and throws and gets his man. The inning is over. But the Aviators' defense commits two errors directly, leading to two unearned runs. One hit. Two errors, one man left. And at the end of four, Las Vegas and Oklahoma City are tied at four.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Just can it. My grease, it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big round. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes of the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
All right, welcome back. All right, we now go to the fifth inning, tied at four. Daniel Hudson on Major League Rehab from the parent L.A. Dodgers, as advertised, is going to pitch this inning. So Mike Montgomery goes four innings in this game for the Oklahoma City Dodgers, gives up four runs, all of them earned. On six Las Vegas base hits, all singles. He walked two. He struck out one. He made a defensive mistake that led to two Vegas runs in the second, and the Aviators returned the favor by making two errors in the fourth, enabling Oklahoma City to tie the game. Daniel Hudson's pitch, fastball low at 95 miles an hour, to Jordan Diaz. Hudson is here rehabbing. More details on that. Hudson, 6'3", 215, 36 years old from Lynchburg, Virginia. And he throws a slider that's foul back. One ball and one strike. So Montgomery will have no decision. And the pitch. Fly ball to shallow left field. Yerchak moves in and makes the catch. Diaz is now 0 for 3. Hit that one off a label. He's 0 for 3 with a run scored. Cody Thomas has walked and grounded out. He's up now. Fifth inning, game tied at 4. Hudson was White Sox property. Big league time with them, with the Diamondbacks, Pittsburgh, the Dodgers, Nationals, San Diego, Nationals again. And now the Dodgers again. Been all over the place. This ball one to Cody Thomas at 96 miles an hour. Top of the fifth. Game tied at 4. Thomas takes a fastball low at 96 again. And it's 2-0. Hudson, mid upper 90s fastball, sinker, slider, changeup. The 2-0. Cody hits a one hopper in the left field for a base hit. Another 95 mile an hour fastball. And Cody barreled up and hit it hard in the left. Yurchak brings it back in. The Aviators have seven hits. And that's the first hit off of Hudson. And the batter is Joel Pozo, who has popped out and singled and scored. Hudson, the reason he's here, he's been frustrated by how slowly he has recovered from the ACL tear that he sustained last June. Pozo chases one, pops up to the second baseman Jones on the outfield grass. Now he moves in and makes the catch with both feet on the dirt. Two outs and the batter Tyler Soderstrom. So Hudson did not appear in a spring training game. No Cactus League action for him. He stayed at Campbell Bank Ranch to continue his rehab as the regular season began in April. Just now we are in mid-June, and here he is starting to come back from that ACL problem. Here's Soderstrom, 2-for-2, two singles, two RBIs, and a run scored. Breaking ball's in for a strike, and it's 0-1. But this isn't the only injury, not by far, that Hudson has had. He's had shoulder trouble, Tommy John surgery at one time back in 2012. Here's the 0-1 to Soderstrom, and it's fastball inside, knocked down by Fiducia. One ball and one strike to count. He had forearm tightness a few years ago. He had elbow trouble. And he had a torn ACL. Drive down the lefty line, slicing in the corner, and that is a foul ball. 1-2 on Soderstrom. When he was with the Diamondbacks, Hudson played for manager Kirk Gibson. He's been, as I said, though, have arm, will travel. Quite a career. Last year with the Dodgers, he had a 2.22 ERA in 25 appearances. Five saves and a 2-3 record. Here's the 1-2 to Soderstrom. The runner goes. Pitch is fouled off. So they sent Cody Thomas, and Soderstrom looked like a slider at 86 miles an hour and fouled it off. One year, 2017, with Pittsburgh, Daniel Hudson appeared in a whopping 71 games to a 4.38 ERA. The year after, he had appeared in 70 games with the Diamondbacks, 3.86 ERA. Here's the 1-2 to Soderstrom. A fastball swung on a missed strike three, threw that pitch high above the letters, and got Tyler to go for it. And probably Hudson's only inning. No runs for Las Vegas in the fifth, one hit, no errors. They leave Cody Thomas, and at the end of 4.5, Las Vegas and Oklahoma City are tied at 4.
Just can't it. My grease it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big brown can to catch this grease. No good when it goes down the pipes of the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
Las Vegas Aviators fans, do you want free tickets? When you book a solar demo with Momentum Solar, you could be eligible for two free tickets to an Aviators game. If you own your home and haven't gone solar yet, Momentum Solar should be your first call. As the official solar partner of the Aviators, Momentum Solar prides itself on excellent customer service, in-house design, and permitting to ensure your rooftop solar system maximizes the sun's power and your savings for years to come. Las Vegas is one of America's most productive solar areas, and homeowners who choose Momentum Solar have saved hundreds per month on their power bills. If you want to save on your power bills, call Momentum Solar at 702-879-8970 or visit them at MomentumSolar.com/aviators. Again, that number is 702-879-8970 or visit MomentumSolar.com/aviators to submit to win two free tickets and go solar today.
All right, welcome back. Bottom of the fifth, the game tied at four. And the pitch to Ryan Ward is ball one from Kyle Muller. Ward up batting third, has struck out and grounded out to second. There's a high foul off to the left. And starting after it, Jordan Diaz, but it's way back out of play in the second deck. 1-1. 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Las Vegas. 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Oklahoma City. David Freitas on deck. Pitches a little inside. 2-1. Phil Bickford, the other rehabbing Dodger, throwing the bullpen now. We'll see him, I'm sure, in the sixth inning. Good breaking ball. Swung on and missed. 2-2. And a breaking ball missed there. 3-2. On the left-hander hitting Ryan Ward. 221 average, 6 homers, 45 batted in. And he reaches out and pokes one foul back into the play. Still 1-2. Nobody on, nobody out on the bottom of the fifth. Muller's next one. This time he goes to a fastball. It fouled off the left out of play. Still 3-2 on Ryan Ward. Freitas on deck, and then Hunter Fiducia. The bottom of inning number five here. The pitch. 3-2, foul back again. Went back to the slider at 85. Count remains full. Muller looks in, all set to work. Now he delivers. Ward takes one for ball four. Just missed a little up and in. So the native New Englander out of Worcester, Mass. Has a nice hit bat right there. The third walk issued by Muller. And the batter is David Freitas now. Muller's pitch. It's changeup, taken high, ball one. 1-0. Freitas said born in Wilton, California, University of Hawaii. And again, it's a case of not has he, where has he been, but where has he not been? That includes the majors and the minors. Pitch is down low. 2-0. In this game, he has struck out and singled. 357 in limited action for Oklahoma City. A home run, 11 batted in. Right-handed batter. Ward at first held on by Logan Davidson. Muller looks there. And kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. The bat goes flying toward the near end of the third base dugout. Change up. He really fooled him badly that time. Freitas will go get another bat. All right, counting the minor leagues. Starting in 2010, when he was drafted by the Washington Nationals, here's where Freitas has been. Vermont, Hagerstown, Midland, Potomac, Midland, Sacramento, Norfolk, Bowie, Tennessee, Gwinnett, the Atlanta Braves, Tacoma, Seattle, San Antonio, Tacoma again, Seattle again, Brewers over in Korea, Durham, and last year, Yankees AAA team in Scranton, and now Oklahoma City. He likes that country song, Gone, for his walk-up song, but he might have I've Been Everywhere Man if he wanted to. Here's the 2-1, and it's a chopper foul. He went for a changeup. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes on David Freitas. Muller set. One on, nobody out. The runner goes. 2-2, fouled off. He went with another change. He's got a little piece of it, so Ward running on the pitch. We'll have to go back to first. Ward has 4 steals in 6 attempts. 4-4 tie in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Freitas playing first base. He's done a lot of catching in his career. Muller standing tall, looking down the barrel at Yoel Pozo. Now he goes to the stretch to look at first and the pitch. Another off-speed pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. He stayed with the off-speed pitch. That time he took some more off at 80 miles an hour. And got Freitas to chase a pitch that appeared to be low. 4 strikeouts for Muller. 1-1 out in the fifth with the game tied at 4. The Aviators are busy in the bullpen. Not because Muller's pitching badly. He is not. but because he's thrown a lot of pitches. Throw to first and back in there is Ward. Hunter Fiducia has singled and scored and flied out. Francisco Perez, left-hander, who was our pregame guest tonight, is throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen out in right field. The stretch by Mueller. He throws to first, and diving back in there is Ward. Mueller's got a pretty good move. And Ward reacted a little late, but he got back to the bag in time. 4-4 tie, bottom of the fifth, one on, one out. Mueller stretches, a look at first again. And a pitch, fastball, foul back, strike one. Nothing and one on Hunter Fiducia. Fiducia went to LSU. The runner goes. The pitch is a ball. Throw to second, and he's in there. ...93-mile-an-hour fastball. Ward off with the pitch. Pozo made a strong throw, but just too late. Ward got a good jump. The pitch actually was a called strike. I beg your pardon. So it's 0-2 now. Ward steals his fifth base in seven tries. There's a ground ball wide of second, grabbed by Geloff, who cannot pick the ball up, and everybody's safe. Zach made a good play to go way to his left on that bounding ball. Slid to the grass, could not handle it cleanly, but I don't think that he would have gotten Fiducia anyway, even if he had handled it cleanly. And the official scorekeeper here agrees and has given him a base hit. Ward is at third. Fiducia with an infield hit is at second. And here's Devin Mann. Walked and scored and singled and scored. And the Aviators will try for a double play ball. Yeah, the infield set up that way. Mueller set the pitch. Way up and away. Pozo stabbing that one to prevent a wild pitch. First and third, one out, bottom of the fifth, game tied at four. Mueller stretches, a look at first, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good sinking fastball. One ball and one strike to count. Game one of a six-gamer. The area they call Bricktown. Downtown Oklahoma City. Mueller's approaching 100 pitches now, unofficially. I believe he's got 90. This will be his 98th pitch. This is probably his last hitter, regardless of what Devin Mann does. Swing and a miss. Cutter, strike two. 1-2 to count. Ward stands at third. Fiducia at second. One out, bottom of the fifth. The outfield straight away, medium depth. Mueller gets set. Here's the 1-2 to Devin Mann. Change up. Just missed outside. That was very close. 2-2. Mueller's next pitch will be his 100th pitch. And it's down and in. So now it's 3-2. Ward leads off third. Fiducia, a couple of steps off first, that's all. 3-2 stretch. The pitch. Whip foul outside third. Threw an 86-mile-an-hour pitch with some cut on it. And Mann out in front smacked it off the screen, protecting the third base dugout where the Dodgers are. 3-2 still. Mueller looking in. Pozo flashes a sign. The stretch, first and third, one out. Another 3-2. Mann gets a breaking ball, fouls it back. Still 3-2. Mueller took something off at 81 miles an hour. Mann, good year, 313, 10 homers, 52 batted in. Mueller again with a 3-2. Fastball, outside, ball four. That walk is his fourth. Good at bat by Mann. Loads the bases with one out. The batter is a left-handed hitting David Dahl. And now that Muller's over 100 pitches, here comes Fran Reardon to take him out. Muller, he's going to leave with three men on base. Two of them based upon walks that he allowed, but he really pitched a pretty decent ball game against a team with the best record in the league. His defense let him down in the fourth inning. Otherwise, he would not have the 102 pitches he has on his resume right now. Well, what do you know? He's not coming out. Reardon, when he goes to the mound, especially when a guy's near 100 pitches, in the overwhelming percentage of cases, is there to take the pitcher out of the game. But he's not doing it. He's letting Muller stay in. So Ward at third, Fiducci at second, Mann at first, and Reardon out there to tell Muller about pitching to David Dahl, who was walked and flied out. The stretch, bases loaded, one out, the pitch. Fastball, a strike on the outside corner at the knees at 90 miles an hour. Good pitch. Strike one. Infield poised, looking for two. Fastball foul back. Went back to the fastball at 92. It's 0-2 now. Ward, who walked and stole second, is now at third. Fiducci, the infield single at second. Mann, who walked, is at first. Pitch gets away from Pozo. And here comes Ward to score. Fiducci to third. Mann to second. And it's 5-4 Oklahoma City. They're going to charge Muller with a wild pitch. He'd gotten to two strikes on David Dahl and threw one low. And Pozo could not block it. The infield is in now. There's a fly ball to left. Backing up is Schumann. Schumann at the warning track. Dives and can't get it. It goes up against the wall. Fiducci scores. Mann scores. Here comes the throw to the plate. And he is called out. Mann hesitated. And he gets called out at home. And the Aviators get a big break right there. Fiducci scored to make it 6-4 Dodgers. Schumann went into a dive along the warning track. The ball was slicing away from him toward the corner, and the ball hit the track and bounced up against the fence. And that's what got Fiducci home. Mann started the play at second base, and it is a total surprise that he did not score. But he did not. He's thrown out at home. So it's an RBI double by Dahl. But the Aviators are very fortunate that Mann did not score on that. It looked like he had it beaten by a mile, but he hesitated. And when he turned on the jets, he couldn't get there in time. Now the pitching change for sure. Muller will leave. Bryson Brigman will face Francisco Perez, the new Las Vegas pitcher. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Oklahoma City leads 6-4. More action after this.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This is Riku Garcia with the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Aviators Baseball on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920.
All right, welcome back. Francisco Perez comes in to relieve Kyle Muller. One lefty relieves another one. Fastball in the dirt, knocked down by Pozo. Ball one, 1-0. Muller goes 4 2/3 innings, allows 6 hits. So far, 6 runs, at least 2 of them unearned. The runner at second, Dahl, belongs to him. He walked 4, struck out 4. It's 6-4 Oklahoma City, 2 outs, bottom of the 5th. Perez kicks and delivers. Fastball swung on and missed. It is 1-1. On the double by Dahl, beyond the diving Max Schumann, the warning track toward the left field corner. Devin Mann is thrown out. Schumann to Nick Allen to Yoel Pozo, 7-6-2. Again, the Aviators very fortunate that Mann did not score on that. Brigman, the batter, has singled in 2 runs. Then in the 4th inning, in a key play, he batted with a runner at first and 1 out. Hit it would appear to be a room service double play, 2 hopper to Jordan Diaz, but Diaz bobbled a ball and dropped it. That led to 2 runs. That and the error by Geloff on the ball hit by Drew Avins led to 2 runs. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Bryson Brigman. Perez delivers. Fastball, did he go? They appeal. Nope, no swing down at first. Close, says Matt Brown. 2-1. Perez is in his 13th game. He's 3-1, a 6.91 ERA. He got 2 of those wins in relief in the just-completed series at Las Vegas Ballpark against Reno. Here's the 2-1 on the way to Brigman. Chop foul to the third base dugout, 2-2. Perez, our pregame guest tonight, called up to the big leagues by Cleveland a few years ago, pitched with the Washington Nationals AAA team in Rochester last year. Was at Midland earlier this year. Now I'm a regular member of the Las Vegas bullpen. The 2-2 to Brigman. Fastball up and away at 93. 3-2 now. Perez got off to a bumpy start. His first 8 games for Vegas. His ERA was over 10.5. He's taken 3.5 runs off that ERA lately. Here's the 3-2 on the way. A swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch down in the zone at 85. He got him. And so Perez comes in and strikes out Brigman. And by doing that, he strands David Dahl. But the Dodgers do break the tie in the 5th inning. They score 2 runs on 2 hits. No errors. 1 left. And at the end of 5 complete, the score. Oklahoma City 6 and the Aviators 4.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC, with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
All right, here we go. We have completed 5 frames. Oklahoma City leading in game 1 of the 6-game series, 6-4. The rehabbing Daniel Hudson goes 1 inning, gives up no runs on 1 hit, struck out 1, gives up to another rehabbing right-hander, Phil Bickford, who's here because he's had back problems. His fastball is a strike at 93 miles an hour, 0-1 to Zach Geloff. Yelov hit two fly balls to left facing Mike Montgomery. Max Schumann on deck, then Logan Davidson in the top of the sixth. And is a swing and a miss. Slider at 85. Quickly, two strikes on Gelof. So Mueller goes over 100 pitches, which is very rare. And 4 2/3, he gives up six runs, four earned on six hits with four walks and four strikeouts. Here's the 0-2. Gelof sends a fly ball to right field. Ryan Ward only has to come in about four or five steps to make a one-handed catch. Zach has hit three balls in the air. He's 0-3. Max Schumann, who has singled twice against Montgomery, 2-2, coming up now against Bickford. So here's Schumann. Bickford, born in Newbury Park, California, 27 years old. Went to Oaks Christian School and Cal State Fullerton. Pitches a strike, 0-1 to Schumann. Fastball at 94. Logan Davidson on deck. Top of the sixth, 6-4, Oklahoma City. Bickford with the 0-1. Fastball swung on a miss. He blew it right by him at 93, 0-2. Bickford also was at the College of Southern Nevada. He was in the Milwaukee Brewers system, got big league time with them. That Oaks Christian School is in Westlake Village. Here's the 0-2. Up and away. One ball and two strikes the count. He transferred from Cal State Fullerton to the College of Southern Nevada to be eligible for the 2015 big league draft. Here's the 1-2. Schumann goes for an outside changeup and fouls it away. 1-2. The Giants drafted Bickford in the 18th round of the 2015 draft. He signed with them for a big bunch of money and got as high as Class A San Jose. Then in August of 2016, they traded him and Andrew Susak, a catcher, to the Brewers for Will Smith. Big league debut, September of 2020 for Milwaukee. Sliders in there. Strike three called over the outside. Schumann is out for the first time. He's 2-3. Two outs for Logan Davidson. In May of 2021, Bickford was claimed off waivers from the Milwaukee roster by the Dodgers. Got into 56 games for the Dodgers in 2021. Pitched very well. 4-2 with a 2.5 ERA, averaging better than a strikeout per inning in the big leagues. They pitch well in the postseason. Sliders low, ball one to Logan Davidson. Pitched in three games in each of the 2021 NLDS and 2021 NLCS. He allowed four hits and no runs in six innings. The 1-0 to Davidson. Pop fly, center field. Avens moving in and to his right. He's going to make that catch, and the inning is over. Logan Davidson is now 1-3 with an RBI in this game. And Bickford, last year for the Dodgers, a 4.72 ERA. Albert Pujols hit his 700th career home run off of him. Anyway, Bickford in the rehab inning gets the Las Vegas Aviators out 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and it's a 6-4 Dodger lead.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
Finley.
Family Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Hey, welcome back. Bottom of the sixth, 6-4 Oklahoma City. Las Vegas reliever Francisco Perez throws a fastball outside, ball one, to the number nine hitter. On the Dodger order, the left-handed hitting left fielder Justin Yurtak, who was struck out and grounded out to short, and a good play by Nick Allen, ranging way to his left to get him. There's a line drive in the right, moving in to make a one-handed catch, shoulder high, Cody Thomas. So Yurtak skies out to right, one out of the bottom of the sixth, Drew Avins is up. Avins is at two fly balls to left and then reached on Zach Geloff's error in the fourth inning. And on that error with two outs, two runs scored. He later stole second in that inning, facing Perez for the first time. The pitch. Outside ball one, 1-0. More action in the Oklahoma City bullpen. Gus Varland is throwing. There's a line drive in the center, a base hit for Avins. Capel gets it back in. Avins is now 1-for-4. He stole second back in the fourth, so they got to keep an eye on him. And the batter is Jamai Jones, 0-for-3. Flied out, popped out, and grounded out. Each team has seven hits now. Avins, with that steal in the prior time he got on, now has nine steals. Been caught five times. Oklahoma City, the single biggest reason why they have the best record in the league is pitching. They're the top pitching team in the league. Here's the stretch. Jamai Jones, ground ball slowly toward Allen. Nick has it, goes to second for one, and no further play. Jones runs well, and Geloff wisely held onto it. That is a 6-4 fielder's choice and a slowly hit bounding ball to Nick Allen at short. 6-4, two outs, Jones at first, and the batter's Ryan Ward, who was struck out, grounded out, walked, stolen a base, and scored in that fifth inning. But the Dodgers broke a 4-4 tie by scoring twice. Jones, at first, has one steal, has been caught four times. And Ward steps in, 221 average, six homers, knocked in 45. There's a strike on one. Oklahoma City is near the bottom in terms of team batting average, but in terms of runs scored, which is far more important, they're in the middle of the pack. So it's been pitching, good defense, and timely hitting. That's why they've got the best record in the Pacific Coast League. The 0-1. Fastball zips in there for a strike at 91 miles an hour, 0-2. Bottom of the sixth, Oklahoma City leading in game one of the six-game series, 6-4. Perez stretches, Jones about three steps off first. The 0-2 look, quick throw over to first, and he's back in. Perez made a quick throw without stepping. Remember, left-handed reliever Aaron Brown from last year's Aviator team and the year before. He had that quick slingshot throw with no step. Perez tried it. The runner goes. Pop fly shallow left. Diaz going out. Schumann coming in. And Diaz reaches and can't get it. They're going to wave him in. The throw home by Schumann. He scores. And down to second goes Ward. And it's 7-4 in favor of Oklahoma City. To single, and Ward goes to second on the throw-in. Tough play. Diaz went out into shallow left field, tried to make a one-handed over-the-shoulder catch, reaching to his left, and couldn't get it. Schumann picked it up, and Jones was able to score all the way from first base on the two-out pop-up by Ward that fell into shallow left. It's a single for Ward on the pop-up. Gets an RBI. And Ward takes second on Max Schumann's throw home. Better throw, and they might have had him, but it is a 7-4 lead now for Oklahoma City. Here's Frieda. Struck out, single, and struck out against Kyle Muller, now facing Francisco Perez. Fastball fouled off to the right out of play. Strike one, 0-1. One strike the count. Eight hits now for Oklahoma City. Ward off second base. Perez, a high set, comes home. Pitch down and away, backhanded by Pozo. 1-1. Major League scores. Bottom of the ninth, Baltimore leading at Tampa 8-6. The Orioles trying to pull to within four games of the Rays in the American League East if they can hang on. Ninth inning in the nation's capital, the Cardinals trying to win, I believe, their fourth in a row, leading Washington 9-2. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. 1-2. The Reds are trying for their 10th straight win. They are in the ninth inning at home, leading Colorado 8-5. Rockies have lost six in a row. Reds have just found a new gear here in the last week and a half. Here's the 1-2 to Ryan Ward. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. We'll get some more scores for you when we come back. In the sixth inning, the Dodgers collect one run on two hits. No errors, one left. At the end of six, Oklahoma City 7 and the Aviators 4.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, well, welcome back now. The Aviators were ahead 4-2 in the fourth, but now Oklahoma City has scored five unanswered runs to take a 7-4 lead. So back-to-back rehabbers out of the bullpen for Oklahoma City. Daniel Hudson went one inning, allowed no runs and a hit, one strikeout. Phil Bickford got the side out 1-2-3 with one strikeout. And now the right-hander Gus Varland, 6'1", 213-pounder, 26 years old from Maplewood, Minnesota, is in now. Right-hander to face the top of the Vegas order, Nick Allen, Connor Capel, and Jordan Diaz. Varland wearing number 99. He has a 2-1 record with a 4.41 ERA in 12 games. He was with the Milwaukee Brewers AAA team in Nashville earlier this year, but in three games, he got pushed around with an ERA just shy of 10. But since joining Oklahoma City in nine games, 2-0 with a 2.84 ERA. So if you add it all up, Nashville plus Okie City, 2-1 with a 4.41 ERA in 12 games. Seven walks and 15 strikeouts and 16 in the third innings for Gus Varland. Nick Allen opening up the seventh. The Aviators trying to scratch back. They now trail 7-4. Nick has walked and scored. It's a line drive base hit to center on Garland's first pitch. A 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Nick very ready for it. Stung that one. Avens gets it back in. With that hit, Nick is 1-for-3 with a walk, a steal, an RBI, and a run scored. And here's Connor Capel, 0-for-3. Grounded out, flied out to left, flied out to center. Billy Sullivan, who hasn't been with the Aviators for 3 weeks, he was on the player development list, the non-active list, has rejoined the team back on the roster today, and he's throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen. Fastball up and away, ball one. 97 miles an hour to Capel. Other games, the Astros trying to break their losing streak. They're leading the Mets in Houston in the eighth inning, 4-0. Here's the 1-0 to Capel. Fastball, that's a strike. 96 miles an hour, 1-1. Ninth inning, I mentioned the Reds leading the Rockies 8-6. In the 10th inning, Oakland and Cleveland are tied at 2 in Cleveland. Eighth inning, Red Sox 10, Twins nothing in Minnesota. Go to first base and Allen back in. South side of Chicago, they're in the seventh inning. White Sox lead Texas 4-2. Seventh inning, Arizona 5 in the Brewers, 3 in Milwaukee. Here's the 1-1 to Capel. And that's way outside. Ball 2. 2-1. San Diego did not score in the top of the first. The Giants trying for their ninth straight win. Batting in the bottom of the first against the San Diego Padres. Freeway series in Southern California in Anaheim. Dodgers and Angels. No report yet. Clayton Kershaw on the mound for the Dodgers. Here's the pitch. Capel swings and doesn't get that one. Looked like a cutter at 89. 2-2 now. Earlier, Kansas City blanked Detroit 1-0. Tigers limited to 2 hits. It's final now. Baltimore beat Tampa 8-6. Atlanta defeated the Phillies 4-2, breaking the Phillies' win streak. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. The runner goes. Throw down to second base. Not in time. Capel strikes out. On the strikeout, Nick Allen gets his second stolen base of the game and his eighth stolen base of the year in 9 tries. So Capel 0 for 4. Allen at second, one out in the seventh inning with Oklahoma City leading 7-4. The batter, Jordan Diaz. Diaz has reached on a fielder's choice and scored, struck out, and flat out to left against Daniel Hudson in the fifth, his last time up. The pitch. Slider down and away, ball 1. 1-0. Toronto blanked the Marlins in Miami, 2-0. Cubs shut out the Pirates, 4-0. And the Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals, 9-3. That's the final now. Ground ball to third, charged by Mann. He has it, takes an extra step, and throws wide of the bag. And Diaz is tagged out by Freitas going by. Poor throw by Mann to the home plate side of first. But Freitas came off the bag, caught the throw, and then tagged Diaz going by. Going down to one knee to do so. Holding at second is Nick Allen. He's at second with 2 outs. Here's Cody Thomas. Walked, grounded out, and singled. 1-for-2. Trying to pick up Nick Allen if he can and give the Aviators one closer in the game. There's a breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. The other game in New York, the Yankees defeated Seattle 3-1. Garrett Cole got his 8th win. The 0-1 to Cody Thomas. Fastball swung on and missed. 96 miles an hour. Allen at second, 2 down, 7th inning. 7-4, the Oklahoma City Dodgers with a lead. It's been Montgomery, Hudson, Bickford, and now Varland. The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Threw it right by him, 88 miles an hour. That's it. Leadoff single by Allen and a steal and nothing else. No runs and a hit. No errors and a man left. Seventh inning stretch in Oklahoma City. It is the Dodgers 7 and the Aviators 4.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. KRLV Las Vegas.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
welcome back. We're now in the bottom of the seventh inning, 7-4 Oklahoma City. Billy Sullivan takes over for Francisco Perez and throws one down and in at 95 to Hunter Fiducia. Ball one. Fiducia has single and scored flat out, and had an infield single and scored. 2-for-3, Devin Mann on deck, and then David Dahl in the bottom of the seventh. The 1-0, that's outside 2-0. Francisco Perez goes an inning and a third, is charged with one run earned on two hits, one of them a pop-up that fell in. No walks and two strikeouts. Billy Sullivan with a 2-0 to Fiducia on the way. High fly ball to center. It's up there in the twilight. Capel moves in, looking up. He's got it. One out. Tough sky right now, but Capel stayed with it. One down for Devin Mann. Billy Sullivan. This is an important outing for Billy. He throws extremely hard, but he's had control trouble this year. 6'2", 195-pounder from Newcastle, Delaware. Came over in a trade for Christian Pache, the outfielder, who went to the Phillies, and the Aviators got Sullivan in return. One out here is Mann, been on base three times. Walked twice, single, and scored twice. Pitch hits him. Hits him in the left side with a 95-mile-an-hour pitch. Pitch got him. It hit him. It grazed him off the uniform. Just above the belt. Right around the midsection. And David Dahl comes up. Well, it's been Muller, Perez, and now Sullivan. Fastball down and in. Ball one. Former Las Vegas reliever Adam Kolarik warming up in the Oklahoma City bullpen. There's a drive deep toward left center. Capel racing over on the dead run, and that's going to fall in for a hit. Schumann grabs it and fires it back in. Stopping at third is Mann. It's a double by David Dahl. 94-mile-an-hour pitch. He drove it directly in between Capel and Schumann. And by cutting it off, Schumann prevented Mann from scoring. Second and third, one out. Here's Bryson Brigman. First hit off of Sullivan. Hit number 9 for Okie City. The infield comes in with second and third, one out for Brigman, who has singled in two runs, reached on an error and scored, and struck out. 1-for-3. Here's the pitch. Slider called strike on the outside corner. Good pitch by Sullivan. 0-1. So the Aviators hoping the time off will do Sullivan some good. The pitch. Another breaking ball. This one's too low. 1-1. Billy, with a team from the opening bell, made 17 appearances from the beginning of April to the end of May. 2-2 with a 7.56 ERA. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, a little low. Three straight breaking balls. 2-1 on Bryson Brigman. The last time Billy pitched was at Las Vegas Ballpark against El Paso May 31st. He walked two, allowed three hits and hit a man, allowed six earned runs in two-thirds of an inning. Fastball, that's a strike. 97 miles an hour, 2-2. Faced Oklahoma City twice in early April in Las Vegas and threw a hitless inning each time. 2-2. Infield in, here's the pitch. Fastball down and away. And Poza had a lunge to avoid a wild pitch. 3-2 now on Brigman. The on-deck hitter, the left fielder, Justin Yurchak. Second and third, one out. Bottom of the seventh, Oklahoma City leading 7-4, threatening for more. Sullivan's 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball, grounded to short. Allen has it, fires home, and Pozo applies the tag on the sliding Devin Mann. And there are two outs. Now, pulling the infield in paid off for the Aviators that time. It was a good pitch by Sullivan, too. A breaking ball. Brigman fooled by it, was out in front and hit a little grass cutter over to Nick Allen. Mann is out 6-2. Allen to Pozo. Holding it second on the play is Dahl. Safe at first is Brigman. Two outs. Here's Yurchak. Against Muller, he struck out and grounded out to short on a good play by Allen going up the middle to get it. And against Perez, he flat out to right. Again, this is big for Sullivan. A's pitching coordinator, Gil Patterson, is here. He was talking to me before the game about the importance of Sullivan doing well.
Here's the pitch to Yerchak. Fastball, little down low at 97, ball one. Dahl at second. Brigman aboard on the fielder's choice at first. Here's the pitch to the left-hander hitting Yerchak. Fastball, foul back. 97-mile-an-hour pellet. The scoreboard says it's 0-2 now. So it's two strikes now on Yerchak. Sullivan looks in, has the sign from Pozo. Yerchak wags the bat near the left shoulder. The pitch. Fastball a little high. 1-2. Very close. Dahl steps off a second. Brigman off first with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. 7-4. In favor of the home team, Oklahoma City Dodgers. Sullivan's 1-2 pitch. Fastball hit in the air to center. Capel moving in, looking up. He's got it, and that's the inning. Very important inning for Billy Sullivan. First time pitching in the month of June. He'd been away from the team for 3 weeks, and he gets out of the inning. No runs for Oklahoma City in the seventh. One hit. No errors. They leave two. We go to the eighth inning. Dodgers 7 and the Aviators 4.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
All right, welcome back. A very familiar face to Las Vegas fans. Takes them out for Oklahoma City in the top of the eighth inning. Lefty Adam Kolarik, a native of Baltimore. Here is the pitch to Yoel Pozo. Kolarik deals a strike, 0-1. Adam Kolarik, 6'3", 215 pounds, 34 years old. Pitched for the Oakland A's for part of last year. He's been a chunk of the year with the Las Vegas Aviators, as he did the year before. Here's the 0-1. Pozo takes down and away, 1-1. But Kolarik has put up much better numbers here. He's in his 22nd game. He's 0-3 with a save, but a 2.18 ERA in 20 and two-thirds innings. Allowed just 17 hits. Pozo fouls one off to the right out of play, 1-2. Kolarik has walked 11, striking out 12. He's not given up a home run. So Gus Varland went an inning, allowed no runs and a hit, no walks, two strikeouts. It's been Montgomery, Hudson, Bickford, Garland, or Varland, that is, Gus Varland. And now Kolarik, drive high and deep to center. Avens going back at the track. He reaches up for the ball, hits the base of the wall. So Pozo goes to second base with a long double, leading off the Vegas eighth inning. With that double, Pozo is now 2-for-4, and the batter, Tyler Soderstrom. And Pozo hits lefties well. He always has. 9 hits for Las Vegas. The Aviators trying to take a bite out of this 3-run deficit as they trail 7-4. Pozo at second, nobody out. Here's Soderstrom. 2-for-3, 2 singles, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. Kolarik throws a sinker, breaking ball, and a changeup. Here's the pitch. And that's in for a strike. 0-1 on Tyler Soderstrom. The Ted Wiens trivia question coming up in a little bit. Kolarik stretches. Pozo a short lead off second. The 0-1. Soderstrom takes that one down and in. Off speed pitch at 77 miles an hour. 1-1. Soderstrom, 6'2", 210-pounder. Still just 21. Here's the 1-1 on the way. Kolarik uncoils and throws. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 86. It's 1-2. Ball hit by Pozo. Likely the hardest hit ball of the night. It hit right near the 400-foot sign for his ninth double of the season. The 1-2 to Soderstrom. He chases a pitch up and away. Strike three. That was an 88-mile-an-hour fastball that was not a strike, and Tyler very late on it. So he's now 2-for-4, one out. And the batter's Geloff, who's fly to left twice and fly to right. Ted Wiens trivia. Most, if not all of you, know that the man who's got the most hits, the most home runs as a leadoff man is Ricky Henderson. Pitches a strike 0-1. But in the National League, Ricky did that in the American League. In the National League, we're going to talk about that. Leadoff hitters with the most home runs. Here's the 0-1 on the way to Geloff. Kolarik set, wearing his familiar number 56. The pitch, sinker, a chopper toward third, glove by Mann. His throw to first is there in time. Two outs. Pozo with a play in front of him holds. Geloff 0-for-4 on that big chopper. Here's Schumann 2-for-3 with two singles. Well, Lou Brock held the National League record for the most home runs by a leadoff man in the National League until 1973. Who broke Lou Brock's record, National League record, for the most home runs leading off a game? Leading off a game, not just leadoff hitter. And clarify that. Pitch fouled off to the right. Strike one on Schumann. Most home runs to lead off a game in the National League. Lou Brock had the record in 1973. A powerful leadoff man surpassed Brock for the most home runs in the National League leading off a game. Pitch is low. 1-1 on Max Schumann. Out of a stretch is Kolarik. He's ready. And the 1-1 to Schumann. Fastball fouled off to the right. It's now 1-2. Ball and two strikes. One-two look. Kolarik set and throws. Pitch bounces. It's blocked nicely by Fiducia. Ball two. 2-2 is the count. Kolarik has a new ball now from the plate umpire David Arrieta. We're in the top of the eighth inning. It's a 7-4 lead for Oklahoma City. Trying to capture game one of this six-game series. And they're trying to beat the Aviators for the sixth time in seven meetings between these two teams this year. 2-2 up high, 3-2. The answer to the Ted Wiens trivia question coming up in just a little bit. If Schumann reaches, the switch-hitting Logan Davidson would be up next. Here is a 3-2 to Schumann. Kolarik readied the 3-2. Up and in, ball four. So now, with Pozo at second and Schumann at first, Logan Davidson comes to the plate representing the tying run here with two outs in the eighth inning. First road game at the AAA level for Davidson, who hit well at Midland, hit near 300 with seven home runs. First round pick from 2019. In this game, he's fly to right, single in a run, and fly to center. He's a switch hitter batting right-handed against the lefty Kolarik. Two on, two out, the pitch. High fly ball to deep center, but Avens has a play. He cruises to his right, makes the catch. And Kolarik is out of the eighth inning despite a leadoff double by Pozo. No runs, one hit. No errors and two left. We now go to the bottom of the eighth inning. And the score, the Oklahoma City Dodgers 7 and the Las Vegas Aviators 4.
Strike three. Yeah!
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, we're back. Okay. Bottom of the eighth inning, and it's a 7-4 lead for the home team, Oklahoma City Dodgers. Billy Sullivan finished. He went one inning, allowed no runs on a hit in his first game in 3 weeks. He hit one man, no strikeouts, an important inning for Sullivan. Try to regain some confidence. And Joseph Wieland will come in and pitch the bottom of the eighth inning as Wander Suero gets up in the Oklahoma City bullpen. Fly ball to left field. Angling toward the line and going back is Schumann on the run at the track. And Max reaches. And it is out of here. That ball just kept carrying. Carrying and carrying and carrying and carrying. It did not look like it was going out. But it just did make it over the wall. Home run by Evans. And it's now an 8-4 lead for Oklahoma City in the bottom of the eighth inning. So a home run to left, maybe about 12, 13 feet fair. Pitch is low, ball one. For Evans, that's his ninth homer, RBI number 32. Next pitch is a little low, 2-0. So there's the first homer of the game for either side. For the Aviators, the pitchers have been Muller, Perez, Sullivan, and now Wieland. Fastball is low. He's falling behind 3-0. Wieland, 6'2", 205, 33 years old. Originally from Reno, makes his home in Scottsdale now. Here's the 3-0 on the way. Jones takes ball four. Four-pitch walk following the home run. And about is Ryan Ward. Wieland is in his 20th game for the Aviators. He's been with the team all year except for about a week late May and the beginning of June when he was on the player development list and not active. He's 3-4, a 6.44 ERA coming in. He's coming off his best outing of the year. 4 days ago, he threw three shutout innings in relief against Reno. Pitch, swinging a foul off the left out of play, strike one. But on his first pitch here, Evans hit it out to left. Jones walked, Ward up with an 0-1 count. Eight runs, 10 hits now, and no errors for Oklahoma City. The Aviators, who haven't scored since the fourth, four runs, nine hits, and two errors. Wieland's 0-1 pitch to Ryan Ward. Fastball in there for a strike at 93 miles an hour, 0-2. Wieland well-traveled, as we've discussed many times before. Last year, Tampa's AAA team in Durham moved around quite a bit, father of two. On deck, David Freitas, the 0-2. Pitches up and away, 1-2. Ted Wiens trivia. Who was the National League player who, on this date in 1973,
hit his 22nd career leadoff home run to break Lou Brock's National League record for the most home runs leading off the game. Pitch missing, and it's 2-2. And the answer was Bobby Bonds of the Giants, who had his best statistical year ever in 1973. Then the Yankees got him. Here's the 2-2. Of course, he played for all kinds of teams, Bobby Bonds. Big chopper to second with a runner going. It's gloved by Geloff. He throws to first to get Ward on the 4-3 ground ball. Because Jones was running on the pitch, they stay clear of the double play. One out, Jones at second. Eighth inning, 8-4, Oklahoma City. Ward is now 1-for-4 with a pop-up RBI single and a run scored. Here is Freitas. Against Mueller, he struck out and singled and struck out again. Then he struck out against Perez. Jones at second, one out, bottom of the eighth. Whelan stretches and throws back to second, and back in standing up is Jones. Jones dancing way off the bag, and Whelan stepped off and fired one to Geloff a little too late. There you have it. Bobby Bonds. Really, in many ways, an underrated player. But a lot of the troubles for Mr. Bonds, self-inflicted. Here's the pitch on the way. A high fly ball to center, hit well. Capel going back. He makes the catch in front of the track and guns it in. Jones tags, and he hustles over to third. So Freitas flies out to center, but deep enough for the advancement. Jones runs well. He takes third with two outs. And a batter, Hunter Fiducia, 2-for-4 with two singles and two runs scored. But, man, Bobby Bonds was a five-tool monster in his prime. Fiducia flied out to center against Billy Sullivan an inning ago. There's an overhand curve in there for a strike by Whelan. Good pitch at 80 miles an hour, 0-1. Here's the 0-1. Fiducia lifts it foul off to the left. That's out of play. Two strikes to count. 8-4 Oklahoma City. When the Aviators bat in the next half inning for their last chance, presumably against somebody else, they've had a parade of relievers since the starter Montgomery left after four. Hudson for one, Bickford for one, Varland for one, Kolarik pitched the eighth, and they have somebody else throwing now. They'll have the top of the order coming up. Breaking ball pulled up the first base side fair. Pass to diving Logan Davidson into the right field corner. In to score is Jones. Fiducia goes to second with a double. So two runs in the inning now make it 9-4 Okie City. Sharply hit ground ball down the line. Logan Davidson went into a dive and just missed it. Very tough play. Jones scores the run. So two runs in the inning, and Mann has been on base four times. Walked twice, hit by a pitch, and singled and scored. Fastball, strike on the outside corner, 0-1. It's 11 hits now for Oklahoma City. So in the Aviator ninth, it'll be Nick Allen, Connor Capel, and Jordan Diaz with Cody Thomas due up fourth. There's a ground ball to third. It eats up the third baseman Diaz and goes into left field. Around third base is Fiducia. He'll score as Mann safe at first base, and I think they're going to give him a hit. They are. So three runs have scored here in the eighth inning. And Devin Mann is on base for the fifth time. Two-hop ground ball. Diaz stabbed at it and missed it. Called it. Probably could have gone either way, but they're going to give him an RBI single. Swing and a miss by Dahl. Strike one. So, in this inning, Oklahoma City has turned a 7-4 game into a 10-4 game. Home run by Avens. The walk to Jones. Two outs later, Fiducia, the double, and the ground ball by Mann that eluded Diaz for a hit. There's a drive to left. Schumann makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Dodgers add to their lead in the bottom of the eighth inning, scoring three times on three hits. No errors and one left. We go to the ninth inning. The score, Oklahoma City 10 and the Aviators 4.
from the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Are you driven by an adventurous heart? Is your passion for the road satisfied through every turn? Is your quest to explore the world waiting for you? If so, Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas shares your spirit. Find the Subaru model that's perfect for you at Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Go where love takes you. Findlay, home to Subaru for over 50 years. We've been here, we'll be here. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
Hey, welcome on back. All right. The new pitcher for Oklahoma City is the right-hander Wander, W-A-N-D-E-R, Suero, S-U-E-R-O. Number 52, 6-for-6 in save opportunities. This is not a save opportunity. They have too big of a lead. Adam Kolarik went one inning against his old team, allowed no runs on one hit with one walk and one strikeout. Suero is the sixth pitcher. Big righty delivers. And he drills a strike in there at 90 miles an hour to Nick Allen. Nick walked, stole a base and scored, hit into a double play, knocked in a run with a fielder's choice ground ball and single and stole another run. Ground ball to short. To his left to pick it up is Brigman. He throws to first and they get Allen by a step. One out. Connor Capel coming up now. Suero, 6'4", 224. 31 years old from Sabana Larga in the Dominican. He was with Salt Lake for part of last year, the Angels AAA team, and spent some time in Mexico at Monterrey. But he's having a good year for Oklahoma City. 3-1, this is his 20th game, a 3.27 ERA. Late swing and a miss by Capel, strike one. Suero, 22 innings, 17 hits. He has given up four homers. Walked nine, struck out 22. Here's the pitch. Capel takes it down and in. Cutter, 1-1. Capel 0 for 4. Grounded out, flied out, and struck out. Jordan Diaz on deck, and Cody Thomas would be up fourth. Ninth inning, a 10-4 lead for Oklahoma City now. The pitch. Fastball up and away. Ball two. It's 2-1. Hope you'll join us tomorrow. We'll be on again at 4:50 Pacific time. Capel swings and misses. It's 2-2. For the pregame show on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920, 505 first pitch. Freddie Tarnock will make his second rehab appearance for the Aviators against righty Andre Jackson of the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Two and two. Capel waits. And a pitch. Down and in. Nearly hit him. That one nearly got him. 3-2. The state in baseball history in 1925 at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. Max Carey became the first switch hitter to hit for the cycle. Play for the Pirates. They beat Brooklyn in that day. 4-for-6, scored twice and drove in four. Pitch misses. 3-2 on Connor Capel. Scoreboard tells the crowd to get loud. Suero with a payoff pitch to Capel. That's inside, ball four, a one-out walk. Capel on base for the first time. Here's Diaz. Jordan 0 for 4, reached on a fielder's choice and scored, struck out, flied out, and grounded out. 10-4, Oklahoma City. One out, ninth inning. Pitch foul back. Strike one. Fastball at 91. 0-1 on Jordan Diaz. And the pitch. And Diaz swings through that pitch at 89. 0-2. Jordan backs out of there with those bright orange batting gloves. Todd Takeyoshi, the first base coach, walks over. Capel begins to take his lead. Here's the 0-2 to Diaz on the way. Breaking ball down and away. Ball one. 1-2. Cody Thomas waiting on deck. And a chance to visit with former Las Vegas 51s infielder Chris Woodward from the Toronto Blue Jays affiliation days, 12 years ago. He went on to manage the Texas Rangers. He's now a roving instructor with the Dodgers. He's here tonight. Pitch outside. And it's 2-2 on Diaz. And we're going to try to get Woody on for a pregame show tomorrow. Two balls and two strikes on Jordan Diaz. Wander Suero with a 2-2. Fastball down and away, 3-2. Game was tied at 4 going into the bottom of the fourth, but Oklahoma City has scored 6 unanswered runs to pull well ahead 10-4 here in the ninth. 3-2 pitch. Diaz sends a high drive in a deep right. Backing up on the ball is Ward. He turns in front of the track and makes the catch. Capel goes back to first. Two down. Now it's up to Cody Thomas. This date, 1963 in the Bronx. The Yankees and Mets took part in their first Mayor's Trophy game. Former Yankee manager Casey Stengel, then with the Mets, employed his best pitchers, Jay Hook and Carl Willie, to beat the Yankees, the reigning world champions, in the exhibition game 6-2, over 50,000 fans, mostly National League fans. Plate there in the Bronx. There's a fly ball deep to left toward the corner, racing over Yerchak, and Yerchak jumps to try to get the ball and now cannot get it. So he fires it in. Capel, running hard with two outs, crosses the plate on a two-out opposite field double by Cody Thomas toward the left field wall. And it's now 10-5 in favor of Oklahoma City. For Cody Thomas, by the way, that's his 70th RBI to lead the league. He's 2-for-4 in this game, plus a walk. And it's his 17th double. Now Pozo, single and a double in 4 at-bats. He'll try to pick up Thomas here. Aviators with 10 hits. Pitch foul back out of play. Strike one, 0-1. Now the 0-1 to Yoel Pozo. Fastball fouled off to the right out of play. 0-2. In the inning, Allen grounded out. Capel walked. Diaz flied out. And Cody Thomas sliced one the opposite way for a double that drove in Capel. Yerchak went back, reached for it, couldn't quite get it. Cody Thomas leads the league in extra base hits. There's a high fly ball to right field. Backing up is Ward. He angles toward the foul line and reaches down and makes the catch. Wind was playing some tricks with it, but he stayed with it, and the game is over. Oklahoma City captures game one of this series with a 10-5 victory over the Las Vegas Aviators with 5 games to go. I'll be back with the totals after this.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Okay, Vegas, time to sell your house fast and get the most cash. The real estate market is heating up again, and here's your chance to take advantage and get top dollar.
We buy all types of properties in 5 days or less. We give cash advances within 24 hours and do all repairs if needed to get you, the seller, the most money possible.
And for traditional sales, we have an amazing marketing team in our corner.
Call today and get an instant evaluation of your home.
Imagine selling your home with the number one team in Nevada, getting top dollar and having an incredible experience. That's what you get with us, the real estate guys.
Our systems are exclusive to our team, and we have helped thousands of families over the last 28 years.
So call the real estate guys today. 702-310-6683. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
All right, welcome back to Oklahoma City. Here are the totals. It's game one. This six-game series is now in the books, and the Oklahoma City Dodgers do what they do. They do what they have to do to win, and they've got the best record in the Pacific Coast League and all of AAA, 48-21. And they have also won 6 out of 7 in head-to-head matchups against the Las Vegas Aviators this year. For the Dodgers, 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors, leaving 9. The Aviators are now 32-38. They get 5 runs on 10 hits and 2 errors, also leaving 9. Winning pitcher in relief, Daniel Hudson, is now 1-0. The loss went to Kyle Muller, who is now 1-2 on the year. Aviators went without a home run. There was one home run hit by Oklahoma City's Drew Avins. Came in the 8th inning. A crowd of 4,857 paid to see the game that took 2 hours and 28 minutes to complete. On the postgame show, we'll recap this one, and we'll get you updated on the scores in the Pacific Coast League and the Major Leagues. The postgame show coming up right around the corner.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, 7-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Okay, Vegas, time to sell your house fast and get the most cash. The real estate market is heated up again, and here's your chance to take advantage and get top dollar.
We buy all types of properties in 5 days or less. We give cash advances within 24 hours and do all repairs if needed to get you, the seller, the most money possible.
And for traditional sales, we have an amazing marketing team in our corner.
Call today and get an instant evaluation of your home.
Imagine selling your home with the number one team in Nevada, getting top dollar and having an incredible experience. That's what you get with us, the real estate guys.
Our systems are exclusive to our team, and we have helped thousands of families over the last 28 years.
So call the real estate guys today. 702-310-6683. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
All right, welcome back. Crowd filing out here. Ballpark called Chickasaw, Bricktown Ballpark in downtown Oklahoma City. The game began in the top of the first with Las Vegas quickly striking twice against the starter Mike Montgomery, the former Chicago Cub. And Nick Allen walked and stole second. One out later with Allen at third base, having advanced there and a ground out by Connor Capel. Jordan Diaz hit a ground ball right back to Montgomery, who tried to trap Allen off third with a throw to third baseman Devin Mann, but Nick got back in time, and Diaz was safe at first on a fielder's choice. That fielding mistake by Montgomery cost him because he walked Cody Thomas to load the bases, and one out later, Tyler Soderstrom singled in Allen and Diaz to make it 2-0 Las Vegas. But the Vegas made their share of defensive mistakes, too. The bottom of the second, that wasn't the problem for Las Vegas. The problem was, with one on and one out, Kyle Muller walked Devin Mann and David Dahl back-to-back, and then Bryson Brigman singled in 2 runs. At the end of 2, it was a 2-2 game. it stayed that way until the fourth inning. Las Vegas had base hits by Yoel Pozo and Tyler Soderstrom to begin the inning. And one out later, Max Schumann singled to load the bases. Logan Davidson then singled in Pozo. And Nick Allen's force out on a ground ball knocked in Soderstrom. And the Aviators led by a score of 4-2. But the Aviators' defense had problems in the fourth inning. Devin Mann singled, and one out later, Bryson Brigman hit a ground ball to third baseman Jordan Diaz. It looked like a double play ball, but Diaz booted it for an error. And then Justin Yerchak grounded out to advance the runners. That ground out should have been the third out of the inning, even if the ground ball by Brigman hadn't been a double play. It certainly would have been a force out. But then Drew Avins hit a ground ball that jumped up and went off Zach Geloff's glove. And that was scored an error on Geloff, and two runs scored, and that tied the game. Then in the fifth inning, they had a wild pitch and a run-scoring double to break the tie and go ahead 6-4. Got another run in the sixth inning on a run-scoring pop-up single by Ward that fell in behind Diaz. And then they had a three-run eighth inning off Joe Whelan when Drew Avins homered. And an RBI double by the catcher, Hunter Ferducci, who led the way with three hits, and an RBI single by Devin Mann past Diaz. The Aviators got the last run of the game in the ninth inning off Wander Suero, a one-out walk to Capel, and a two-out RBI double to left by Cody Thomas. But it was not nearly enough. The Aviators fall well short here in Game 1 by a final of 10-5. I'll be back. We'll get some scores going for you next when the post-game show continues right after this.
Poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Snyder's Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Snyder's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Snyder's, I love this place.
Let's talk about money. Moolah, do re mi, dinero. We all want it. We all want to hang on to it. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where right now you can hang on to your Skrilla, your cheese, your fat stacks, because you'll save up to $900 on the world's best brands. Serta, Sealy, Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, and Purple. Plus, get up to a $400 free gift with your select purchase. That's a lot of lettuce, a bunch of Benjamins. Talking dollar bill, y'all. Quick delivery and easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
This is Garrett Acton with the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Aviators Baseball on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920.
All right, welcome back. Here are the scores. First of all, in the good old Pacific Coast League, we'll take a look at just about everything is either well underway or over now. Reno earlier today beat Albuquerque in game one of that six-game series in Reno, 10-2. In the eighth inning, Salt Lake playing at home, leading Sugarland. That's an 8-6 score. Round Rock in the bottom of the eighth, now well ahead of Sacramento, 15-2. Bottom of the sixth in El Paso. El Paso leads the Tacoma Rainiers in game one of that series. That is a 6-5 lead for the home team. As far as the major leagues are concerned, they're in the bottom of the eighth inning in Chicago. Texas leads the White Sox 6-4. Ninth inning in Milwaukee, the Brewers lead Arizona 7-5. Bottom of the fourth, San Diego leads the Giants 2-0. Last of the third, Dodgers and Angels no score in Anaheim. Earlier, Kansas City blanked Detroit 1-0. Baltimore beat Tampa 8-6. It was Atlanta 4, the Phillies 2. The Braves keep winning. And Toronto, a 2-0 shutout win on the road in Miami against the Marlins. The Chicago Cubs had a shutout win of their own behind Marcus Stroman. They blanked the Pirates in Pittsburgh 4-0. Cardinals knocked off Washington 9-3. Yankees beat Seattle 3-1. The Reds have won 10 straight now. They beat the Rockies in Cincinnati by a score of 8-6. In 10 innings in Cleveland, Cleveland a 3-2 winner over the Oakland Athletics. The Boston Red Sox beat Minnesota 10-4, and the Astros defeated the Mets in Houston by a score of 4-2. I'll be back to wrap things up with a final word from Oklahoma City next, right after this.
Snacks, fuel, ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation with fare.
Steiners, Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiners Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiners, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiners, I love this place.
All right, final segment of tonight's post-game show. Game one of a six-game series between the Aviators and the team that's playoff-bound. The Oklahoma City Dodgers has been completed. The Dodgers win 10-5. The Aviators will try to get even tomorrow. Same start time as tonight. The pregame show will air on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920, at 4:50 Pacific time. And the rehabbing Freddie Tarnock, who pitched into the third inning against Reno before he ran into control trouble and reached his pitch limit and was pulled and did not give up any runs, will pitch for Las Vegas. And I believe Colton Eastman will piggyback him. And the first pitch will be at 5:05 Pacific. For Oklahoma City, they've not announced a starter. We've been told that right-hander Andre Jackson, who has won one and lost one, will pitch at some point tomorrow, but it's not clear as to whether or not he's going to start or he's going to relieve whoever does start. He's been a reliever for most of the season. We'll find out, and that'll be tomorrow for Game 2. In the meantime, I want to thank Fenn Haas for a fine job producing this game back in the Lotus Studios, and thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in. Until tomorrow, this is Russ Langer wishing all a very fine evening from downtown Oklahoma City, where tonight in Game 1 of a six-game series, the Oklahoma City Dodgers defeated the Las Vegas Aviators 10-5. Good night.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Here's the first customer that bought a car.
The Avondros, that's the first day.
First one up.
No furniture in the building.
Over the last 25 years, Findlay Toyota's led the city in new and used car sales. We've had the most victories, the most sponsorships, and we believe the happiest customers. We've made the best memories and lasting friendships. from the bottom of our hearts.
We love you, Las Vegas!
It's our 25th anniversary. Come in and see what makes Finley Toyota so special.
Let's talk about money.
I'd like you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the...
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The NFL draft.
Yeah, because it seems like you could almost see more of these European guys because it's, now Wembanyama, they put more on television because everybody knew who he was, and it's like, okay, this guy's going to be the surefire number one draft pick. But a lot of those, like, EuroLeague games, that those top European teams, you will get a little bit on NBA TV at odd times or streaming on, like, the ESPN Plus or a couple of the streaming services. But yeah, you can find those out there. I mean, they're not as readily available, but you can find them. But, interesting here. This is, you just don't see anymore, and this has been this way a long time in the NBA. You don't see a lot of third-year college guys or fourth-year college guys because, man, some of these guys, like Taylor Hendricks from UCF, it's like, wow, man, he's a lottery pick, but he probably is when you look at it, even though the numbers don't necessarily jump off the page to you.
You can't look at the stats with these guys, that for sure, because the college production doesn't matter to the scouts. It's about potential.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to 2014, the draft, Nikola Jokic from Serbia was drafted with the 41st pick in the second round. At the time, nobody knew a damn thing about him, right? Very few people knew him.
Very few. That's when they used to have Fran Fraschilla on the draft coverage, and right. He knew all about these guys. And a lot of them were Euro stashes. That's what they would call these guys. Okay, you got his draft rights. Keep him in Europe. Don't bring him over right away. The guys drafted at the top, obviously, you bring over right away. But there's a lot of those guys, end of the first round, second round, you stash them over there for 3 or 4 years.
A lot of those guys never even make it to
right.
the association.
Because they make more money. It's like, hey, I got a good thing over here. You know, I'm going to stay over in Russia or Spain or France or Greece or wherever they're playing.
Jokic was drafted in the second round while ESPN's coverage was busy promoting a Taco Bell commercial.
They were promoting the Quesarito.
It's amazing that a player like that slipped to the second round, the 41st pick. But, hey, you've seen a lot of really good guys go undrafted, too, who were very productive in college. Actually, I'm going to ask you here, on the DraftKings menu, to be a top 10 pick, do any of these bets appeal to you? Kobe Bufkin, I just talked about, Kobe Bufkin, guard from Michigan, and Cason Wallace, guard from Kentucky. Bufkin minus 250 over Wallace in a matchup. I think Bufkin is going before Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
But to be a top 10 pick, Bufkin's plus $2, Wallace plus $3. That's 2-1, 3-1 odds. How about Jordan Hawkins from UConn at 35-1? I don't think he's going top 10. I think Hawkins, maybe the highest he could go would be maybe 14th pick, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
How about Grady Dick, shooting guard from Kansas, plus 220? And Jalen Hood-Schifino,